Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bill Polian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
What are you going to do today?
Whatever I feel like I want to do.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life? Make me look like a freaking idiot?
Paul Perillo.
I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat?
And Andy. And Andy?
Are you going to eat your tots?
Andy Hart.
Give some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today.
Eric Scalavino.
Aren't you pretty good at drawing, like, animals and warriors and stuff?
Yes. Probably the best that I know of.
For now, anyway.
It took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip. It's probably the best drawing I've ever done.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains? A coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions. I'd have gone pro, you know, soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Thursday at Gillette Stadium. It's cold out, but clear. Forecast for Sunday is about a 50% chance of snow, so we've got our eye on the weather. Could be a factor, but only for the other team, because as we know, the weather doesn't affect the New England Patriots. Paul's here, Andy's here, Cormac's here, visiting from, I don't know, where the hell are you from, Cormac?
Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin. Right in Dublin? You live in Dublin?
Yeah, pretty much. Five miles south.
Okay, you're here because you have relatives in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be going to the game?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Looking forward to it.
You know where you're sitting?
Up in the heavens.
Up in the heavens.
Yeah.
All right, no snowball throwing if it snows, right?
Section 309, I believe.
We're going to have our eye on you.
Sitting with all the real fans.
Eye in the sky is going to be looking at you. No snowball. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. As we prepare for the Green Bay Packers, I don't know. Guys, I don't know what you've heard, but I was reading Adam Schefter. He says it's looking pretty bleak for
Aaron
Rodgers.
There's no chance Aaron Rodgers is playing.
You think there's no chance?
No chance. Vegas has got the game as, what, 10.5-point Patriots advantage.
It's up to 11 now.
Mike McCarthy said he's not practicing all week. We'll make the decision on Saturday. And just the current climate. The guy's had two concussions. He's a star. They're not going to allow him go on the field and have his career ended this year in the current landscape of the NFL and player safety and concussion awareness.
Freddie, we had Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Packers, and also we had Pete Doherty, who's like their beat writer out there, and they both said yesterday on John's show that there was zero chance of him playing this week.
Okay, well, trap game?
No.
No?
No.
No way?
No, just bad game.
Yeah. So can we move out of Sunday night and go to 1 o'clock?
No, well, not
that's,
now.
That's what I had said last week.
It's Thursday.
I bet NBC wishes they could flex that game out now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
it was too late.
Because it's not a good game.
Yeah.
Without Rodgers.
It really isn't. And now, obviously, Green Bay's still in it, even if they lose this game. But, I mean, how much does Rodgers, let's say he's out for more than just this game.
They're done.
Are they done, you think?
He's been carrying them.
They might be done anyway because losing this game without him might, you know, pretty much seal their fate.
Right.
You know, they could be two games back with two games left.
So the Bears run away with it.
Well, maybe.
By default.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if the Bears win, the Bears play the Vikings in that game that's going to be played actually at the University of Minnesota.
Right. Do they even have a quarterback yet, the Vikings?
Yeah. It looks like Joe Webb is going to be playing quarterback.
Tavares Jackson's been placed on IR.
So,
with a Fred Jackson.
I don't get it.
I mean, Fred Jackson. Fred Taylor. Who's Fred Jackson?
Okay. He's the Bills running back.
Oh,
and
okay.
That made no sense to me, and yeah, I'm glad. Cause
with a Fred Taylor.
How long did it take you to realize you said the wrong name?
When you
probably the two blank
when you kind of looked at me like, because I knew if I had said it right, you would have gotten it right away, right?
really have lost it.
I have. All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the ace ticket hotline. And
so, Cormac, who are you going to the game with?
I'm going. I was a bit of trouble. I couldn't find anyone to go with, so I was offered a single ticket for a while. And then Howard came through, who I think you guys know. He's organized a lot of UK Patriot trips this way.
Howard from New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yep. So
big Northeastern fan.
Unfortunately, his son's going in for an operation, so he won't be able to go. So I'm going to get his ticket. So
great.
Sounds good, though. He's been really good.
Excellent. So that'll be fun. Have you been? Did you go? You've been to the hall before and all that stuff. Yeah. So you've done all that.
Have you been to a snow game?
Yeah, I was there 2 years ago for the Cardinals game when they were telling us to stop throwing snowballs. And
when Warner pooped himself.
Yep.
Well, you can
see Matt Flynn poop himself.
Now that you're here, I just heard they got a shipment of Woodhead jerseys in, just so you know.
Good.
Reebok did.
Please
send,
don't buy one.
Junior
but
size?
The night that they got them, they sold 90 jerseys the first night they had them.
Yeah, I saw some story in the paper today, in the Boston Herald, talking about that. Mike Perriello was quoted.
Oh. And right now
get the infatuation.
They only have double XL and XL left or something like that, but they're getting another shipment. So they're selling quickly.
People are buying that faster than McCourty, right?
But that's
the implication?
Well, they don't have McCourty, do they?
Oh.
They still don't have McCourty?
Oh, maybe they do now. I don't know.
But
didn't we already go down this road?
I think Devin McCourty could be developing into one of the best corners in football. You could be buying a jersey for a guy who will be in the Pro Bowl, all pro.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not Deion Sanders, Darrell Revis, but next tier. Or you could buy Woodhead, which I love the story. It's a great story. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to poop on him, but really? You're going to buy him?
It's the lunch pail guy. You know,
I think it makes a lot of sense in this era.
Around here, people love the lunch pail guy.
Undersized, big
lunch pail guys, but
that's what New Englanders
do. You commit long term to buying a jersey for a lunch pail guy? Like,
I don't know. Do you commit long term for any jersey?
Well, in this economy, I think
I committed long term to my wife, Fred. I don't know.
Right.
I don't really know what he's talking about.
Well,
would you buy Cormac?
The man with that music is overrated.
That's true.
No.
I'm not surprised that the XLs and double XLs are the ones that are left, though, because it's the kids.
Right.
And I think this guy, he's an icon to kids.
And that's fine.
Because he makes you think, if you're like 14 years old, I can do it.
Yeah, and you have legs like oak trees.
He's not that big, Fred.
His legs
are
huge.
Become obsessed. He's moved on from, what's his name, the Vikings backup running back.
Toby Gahan.
You moved
Toby
on from
Gahan.
Him now.
Yeah.
And the guy from Dwyer out of Georgia. You fell in love with their legs during the draft process. Now
this,
it's Woodhead's
But this
legs.
Guy has nothing like that.
No.
This guy's tiny. I mean, he's remarkably talented.
Sure.
But to be, you know, taken by his size is, to me, off base.
No, it makes sense for the kids. I get the whole, if he can do it, I can do it too kind of thing. If he can make it, anyone can make it. That's fine. But me as a fan... I mean, are they all kids' jerseys they're selling? Sounds like a lot of adults must be buying them.
As an adult,
that ship has passed. I'm not going to make it to the NFL.
I think there are adults buying it, but I think one reason why his particular shirt is so popular is a combination of the scrappy overachiever that everybody in New England always tends to gravitate to, and the kids. Dustin Pedroia is a great example. He's got to be the highest-selling Red Sox shirt.
Dustin Pedroia was the MVP.
But why can't – I mean, this guy's not going to be the MVP of the league, but why can't he be a staple in New England for the next 5 years?
He might. There's
but don't
not
you think that
close...
people are buying them, thinking that that's going to happen?
I just
– He's not going anywhere anytime soon.
If I were picking and I saw Rob Gronkowski, a new jersey and I'm
Andy,
investing for the next 5 years.
People don't buy jerseys like they do invest in stocks. It's not like a long-term investment. It's – who emotionally do I feel good about right now that I want to have his name on my back? It's not, I think Gronkowski's going to be here longer than Danny Woodhead.
Oh, I thought people did that because we've gotten a lot of emails over the years of people saying, who should I invest my next jersey purchase in?
But people have an emotional, I love this guy. I want his jersey. That's the thing with Woodhead. That's why they're selling so quickly.
Yeah, I just find
it's not. It's not a well-thought-out thing like you're talking about. It's, I just like this guy. I want his jersey.
Yeah, I think you regret those later.
I think people also dislike the name. They think Woodhead. Oh yeah, Woody, Toy Story. We all loved Woody. We're kids.
There's a part of the Woodhead name that gets people to smirk. No question. That could be part of it.
Okay.
And even Fred is smirking right now while he looks at me.
Well, I don't think that's a factor.
What?
I don't.
People first heard the name, they laughed.
On this show.
On any show. Toucher and Rich, I do it all the time. Anytime they bring up Woodhead, they giggle.
Cormac, I feel bad at eating in front of you.
That's okay.
You'll say?
I'm good.
I don't.
Go behind him.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com.
Eat Eric's.
508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket hotline. Were you guys in the locker room today? No?
No, but I did catch my son playing Joseph in the Christmas play.
Oh, that's good.
Flawless performance, Freddie.
Good.
Flawless.
Good. So you weren't in there either, Andy? Andy's walking away.
Eric was there. He'll be by later.
Okay. We'll have to wait for Eric. What else is going on? I mean, I can't believe that this big game's coming up, and I know some of the luster's been taken off now that we're pretty sure that Aaron Rodgers won't play, but I can't believe that there's nothing to talk about this game coming up.
Well, with regard to this game, this particular game,
yep.
It's not really big, even if Rodgers plays. It's, you know, I don't want to sound arrogant, but it's not really of all that much importance to the Patriots. I mean, they're going to win the division. They're going to secure a bye. It's a matter of when, not if. Probably going to be this week.
Yeah. It's incredible.
I don't think, forget about the Jets game 2 weeks ago. I don't even think it's as big a game as last week with Chicago. You know, you're on the road against a tough team. You're expecting weather to come in. This game, not only the quarterback is out, I think if he was in, I don't think it's all that big a game for the Patriots.
It's certainly a much better game with Rodgers.
Much better.
It lost any chance of intrigue, interest. I mean, now I think all it really has is, will they get snow? How much snow? What kind of weather games are going to be?
And will the Patriots hit 40?
Yeah, well, I'm not really. I think there's a good chance they'll hit 40.
John in Dallas says, why are you ragging on Woodhead? He appeals to kids and adults. Forget his background, forget his size, and the fact he wasn't drafted. He has just plain been productive since he started with us, and he's locked up for the next few years. What's not to like about Woodhead?
Who said I didn't like him?
I don't know. I think you kind of intimated that.
I just find
other
it
people
stunning.
You'd rather have.
Yes, no question. Gronkowski, Hernandez, McCourty. If I was taking a new young player or new, there would be a lot of other guys that I'd be picking.
KB from Atlanta wants to know who's taller, Woodhead or Rudy.
I don't know. I don't know how tall was Rudy.
I don't know.
5 foot nothing.
No idea.
Not 100 and nothing.
I'd rather have Woodhead shirt than Hernandez.
How about a short little player?
Now, McCourty?
Would be Gronkowski. Because I think he is a mesh of potential star talent with quirky, funny, makes you laugh, just personality.
I think McCourty's going to be
he's kind of boring. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think that's going to be a special shirt.
I think McCourty's Mayo. He's probably going to be a very good player, and he's boring as all hell.
But you latched on to Gronkowski in the draft. So,
but that was skill-related before I got to see the head just
right.
Jogging
but
on
you,
the field, happy-go-lucky.
But you really liked the whole package there with Gronkowski. So you'd say, oh, I'd buy his shirt.
Sure.
You know? It has nothing to do with who you project to be better in the future.
Well, it has something to do. No one wants to wear a shirt of a guy who's gone for 5 years or sucks.
Well, no, but
right
now they do. Right now he's here, and I don't blame people for wanting to buy this shirt.
I just think it's a little weird. I think it's a strange choice, a strange hot item. I find it peculiar.
All right.
I mean, they always go for the short guy. Little guys are popular. That's part of it in these professional sports because they're a rarity. Extremely big guys and extremely little guys. People that stick out are popular.
Mary Beth in Syracuse says, I asked you guys just what shirt to buy, but early on before the start of the season, you laughed at me, which significantly prejudiced me toward the show this season. Now with so much going on, you're talking shirts?
I don't think we laughed at you.
You may have told us what shirt you were going to buy, and we laughed at that.
Right. That's
I wouldn't hold that against Andy and I.
That's a definite possibility. But, I mean, literally, we've gotten dozens and dozens over the years, people saying, I'm going to buy a jersey. Who do you think will be here longer, or what's a better investment? Especially with the Patriots, because sometimes when you reach the star level, you're at the end of your rope.
You do treat it like a portfolio.
Well, a
you know,
little
what's
bit.
The best long-term investment?
Well, I mean, do you want to wear a jersey that the guy's gone, he's on another team now? Or, I mean, I think you kind of want a jersey you feel like you can wear and enjoy and really be proud of for.
So do you really think there's a discernible difference between the expectation going forward of Woodhead and, say, Hernandez and Gronkowski?
Yeah. I think Hernandez is a nice story that could be replaced. I mean, Woodhead is a nice story who could be replaced.
Well, I'm not saying that.
I'm not set to just put him in the 10-year Kevin Faulk role.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's an indispensable player and he's a lock to be here for the next decade, but I'm saying in terms of long-term viability in New England, you think there's a big difference between the tight ends and Woodhead?
Gronkowski, certainly. I think Gronkowski's, barring injury, is a lock to be here for a significant period of time as a significant member of the team. I think Danny Woodhead is a half a step ahead of Julian Edelman last year.
We've seen
Julian Edelman do nothing most of the year.
Just for the reasons that you said about, you kind of mentioned off the cuff about, you know, especially, you know, when they get to be stars, you know, the better they get. Hernandez is a guy that I could see becoming a free agent. I'm saying, I got to see what's out
there. Sure. I wouldn't buy a Hernandez. To me, Gronkowski and McCourty
are
the two.
If Woodhead, you know, plays out this two-year extension that he plays and he's a free agent again, I think Woodhead would be loyal to New England because they gave him his chance.
Maybe. But I also, as I said, I think he could be Julian Edelman. And a couple off-season moves, and you draft some great running back, and you get all of a sudden, he's just a backup Jag guy. And you got his jersey, and you're like, woo, spent $75. Woo!
I think people buy jerseys for a lot of different reasons in a lot of people buy for reasons that Woodhead appeals to them. It's that, you know, gritty guy that he's not the big star, but, you know, he's doing the best with what he's got,
sure,
overachieving and all that stuff. And I think there's a lot of people out there that buy jerseys for those guys.
Yeah.
And that's the definition of
me.
Woodhead.
I have a Moose Johnson jersey for the Dallas Cowboys. Moose.
Oh, but he was
a Jag fullback.
Well, I don't know.
I got one. I loved him.
Yeah.
Moose.
Right.
You know, because I was a fullback,
right,
and, you know.
It's Mosey Tatupu, right? Tatupu.
Jag fullback?
No, it's not. It's not at all.
You know, Mosey Tatupu was, you know, he's never
right
a frontline player, but people just like the personality.
And
like
the name and the gimmick,
yeah,
and
exactly,
the whole thing. No question.
Exactly.
I'm just not sure the staying power that Woodhead has.
All right.
And in these tough times, I thought you had to be cautious where you spent your jersey dollars.
I think, I don't think, with jerseys, if you're going to buy one, I don't think you have to think about it that way. It's an emotional buy. Definitely not a necessity.
Oh, God, no.
Cormac, what jerseys, do you own any jerseys?
I've got one of the Welker throwbacks and a Brady.
So why'd you buy Welker? What appealed you about Welker? Because Brady's a no-brainer. You know.
I wanted one of the throwback ones, and at the time, they didn't have. They were either out of the ones I didn't actually want Welker as my first choice. I think I was actually wanted a Mayo at the time last year. It was like the start of last season. I think I wanted a Mayo, and they didn't have it in, so I just got a Welker. But I was in Kohl's yesterday, and they've got Moss and Maroney ones for $4.50 now.
Is that right?
I was thinking maybe if Moss comes back next year, it might be a good investment. I could buy like a lot of them and sell them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Nike changes the uniforms on you, that's and you're true out of luck again.
But you could still sell them.
Sure. All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482.
$4?
Yeah.
Hey,
did you guys
hear about...
this is at Kohl's?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear Mike Westhoff now?
Sounds like Jackson's getting a Lawrence Maroney shirt for Christmas.
Well, he got a Shaq jersey, but I think it's Dieter ordered. It's way too big. Shorter like a kid's. Looks like it would fit me.
Did you hear about Westhoff? He's now saying that...
Team up north.
Yeah, the team up north does the wall, too, and not that there's anything wrong with that. But that they do it as well, and let's see, Toussaint Lin writes in.
You know what's really annoying about that? First of all, and I'm sure this is what Lin's going to talk about, but I'm sick of everybody lumping the Patriots in whenever, you know. Well, they do it too. You know, it's always, you know, the Patriots. It's always a reference to taping and the Patriots or whatever. But in that particular comment by Westhoff, I don't know if you did you see the quote, Fred?
Yeah.
He goes through this long thing. Well, there's a pretty good team up north that does the same thing. Fine. Okay. I didn't really take any offense to that. Then at the end of the quote, he says, to be honest with you, I never really took notice of what goes on in the sideline,
right,
any wall building. Well, you just said the Patriots
right
do the same thing.
You're
a liar.
It enough to know that another team's doing it.
You're a liar.
Right. And he definitely was like, he went out of his way to say he wasn't involved in something that there's nothing wrong in doing, first of all, and then knew that another team does it. So, yeah, he's a liar. But Lynn says, I was having a pretty good morning until I read an article on ESPY. It seems a strengthened coach for the Jets organized that wall on the trip play versus Miami. When the special teams coach was asked if he knew about it, he said, hell no. But he added that other teams do it, specifically the Patriots. Where do these teams get off when they get caught cheating, automatically blaming the Patriots? It makes me sick. The Jets need to be fined since this act was planned. Well, I don't think the act of building a wall, it's not against the rules. Now, I heard that Ray Anderson is issuing a memo that it's not proper to form the wall.
You also can't. I mean, it's pretty hard to prove the players are standing there watching the game or they're making a wall. Right? Because there's 11 guys on the field, which means there's 34 players available to just mill around the sideline, not to mention doctors, coaches. I mean, there's another 20 people. You're talking about 50 useless people that run the scoreboard for no reason and put nothing of any entertainment value on the scoreboard. You're talking 50-plus people on the sideline.
Someone's got to steal a foghorn.
That's true. From the Bruins. Are you going to go down that slippery slope where the league every week has to film the sidelines, go back and review, well, are these people standing there getting ready to come on the field, or are they lined up to try to prevent the gun? Yeah. You can't.
Right. Oh, and you know on the broadcast this week that they're going to be saying, oh, let's see if they have a wall there, and they're going to be looking at that.
It clearly happens. I have no problem with it happening. The guy did a dumb thing and took it to the next level.
Right.
Let's move on.
Right. The only part that was wrong with what they did was sticking your leg out.
And why was Westhoff on a Chicago radio station?
Yeah, that was weird, too.
I know we complain that Bill is the only voice here and we're, you know, never get any quotes from any of the other people, but there's a controversy about your special teams and your special teams coach is doing a Chicago radio station. Like, again, I think the Patriots are a one-man race to compete in the NFL. The other teams don't try. They don't think logically. They do dumb stuff week after week.
Speaking of that, we were talking about Cutler's balls last couple games. And
I thought we weren't supposed to laugh about it.
This is a very good...
That one was funny. It was Cutler's balls. Get it?
Footballs, Paul. We're talking about footballs. Right. He plays football. He throws them for a living.
Barbara writes in, this is from a
Do we have male listeners anymore? Every email we've gotten for 2 days is from women.
What's the problem with that?
Balls.
I got no problem with it. It's just...
They're all Patriots fans. They're no men. They're women. No women. They're just Patriots fans.
What?
There are no men. There are no women. They're just Patriots.
There are no Beatles.
Right.
I haven't been able to ask all of them to send photos. Usually we used to require that women that emailed the show sent photos.
Anyway, Barbara says this is from a Chicago media blog.
So, Barb, send a photo.
One of the most telling moments of the broadcast, talking about our Chicago Bears game, was when the quarterback's treatment of the game balls was compared. Brady's footballs were worn down, well-handled, and prepared. By contrast, Cutler claimed that he didn't have time to worry about breaking in game balls. He preferred to use the slicker, fresh-from-the-box balls, a rarity for quarterbacks who usually prefer to dull the factory coating to make the balls grip better. It exemplifies the lack of preparation that continues to bite this team in the ass, lack of preparation or arrogance that the Bears feel that they are just that good, that they don't need to think about those tiny details that other successful teams might agonize over. Maybe those nuances do make the difference between an 11-2 Super Bowl contending team and a 9-4 playoff contending team. Maybe Cutler and Knox don't fumble those balls if Cutler is less flippant about his footballs.
Well, I think you have to be careful lumping the Bears into Cutler. I mean, I think we all have a kind of low opinion of Jay Cutler based on his attitude, his antics, everything about him. I'm not sure that necessarily means no one else on the Brian Urlacher doesn't care about the details or Lovie Smith doesn't care about the details. They made a bad choice, in my opinion, by latching their wagon to a franchise quarterback who I think is kind of a head case. I've never cared for him.
Well, I'd say that, but I also think that part of it is, you know, his quarterback's coach or offensive coordinator, whoever's close to him, demanding that he pays attention to those details.
I think that's hard to do.
I give up.
It might be.
Oh,
it might
sweet.
Be hard to do, but you know, I think that you know Tom Brady always had a good work ethic, even at Michigan. But I'm sure a lot of the things he does now were learned behavior that
sure.
he was taught. You know,
but I don't think you can teach everybody. Well, I don't think you can make everybody.
No, but you got to. You know, I don't know.
I mean, can you make Randy Moss do something he doesn't want to do?
No, you can't.
Exactly.
That's why he's not on the team anymore.
I think Jay Cutler has some Randy Moss or some T.O. or whatever you want to call it in him.
Yep. So I just thought that blog was interesting. Thanks, Barbara, for sending that in.
Thanks, Barb.
Scott, New Hampshire, says, were the Jets players too close to the sideline? It's my understanding that the players have to be behind the second three-foot line, and only coaches can be at the first three-foot line. I don't know. I think a lot is being made of that. Other than the trip, I have no problem with it. I wish it would just end. I don't, however, like Mike Westhoff saying, you know, pointing at us and saying,
Well, they do it. Why would you do that if you're Westhoff? Like,
I don't know.
Nothing of value, no good. You don't look good. The team doesn't look good. Nothing good comes from that.
Yeah.
You piss off the Patriots.
And it's not like they're a team that always gets picked on.
Right.
And, you know, the Patriots don't get picked on.
Yeah, I don't.
You know?
As I said, I think people just don't think.
Speaking of people that don't think, Freddie, I got something that's really going to grind your gears while Paul's eating over.
Grind your gears.
So we had the Christmas party here on Monday, the marketing Christmas party.
Thanks for the invite.
I was barely invited, but anyway. So I'm looking at one of the gifts for the Secret Santa thing that we do, the office Secret Santa. And an employee upstairs wrapped his rather large gift in PFWs. Used it as wrapping paper.
Wow.
I was offended.
Who was it?
Chris Stark.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
All right. We're going to have to take issue
douche
with that with him. So
get it? Take issue?
That's crap.
That's a good one. That is crap. I just wanted to inform you of that.
Thanks. 508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. John in Dallas is on the phone. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, so getting back to the Woodhead jersey, you guys kind of tweaked me on that one. So I would be one that would definitely buy a Woodhead jersey. I haven't done it yet, but I would buy one. The guy's been, he was ultra productive in college. He's been ultra productive since he's come here. He's going to be a part of the Patriots for at least a few years to come. So why wouldn't you?
Okay.
I would. He wouldn't be my first choice, but I can certainly see why people are interested in his jersey. I'm with you, John.
Yep. So, hey, just wanted to talk about the defense real quick. I mean, we've got a few games left. Where does the state of the defense sit, given all the injuries to the defensive line? You know, Will Hite's out now. McCourty's banged up. Do you see us getting healthy come playoff time?
Well, here's my take on the defense, and this is not to degrade or denigrate anything that they've done over the last few weeks, because I think they've played great. But the defense, to me, is a week-to-week thing. I just don't know how they're going to be this week. I don't know how they're going to be next week. Part of it is the youth, but like you just mentioned, John, another part is the injuries that they're having. You know, the defensive line and McCourty, and you don't know the state of the defense week-to-week. I think it's fair to say that, where right now the offense, we pretty much know what it is.
The McCourty injury is something to be concerned about.
But even
I agree. The other ones are backup defensive linemen. Someone will be out there and playing.
But, I mean, you know, you lost Spikes for the next three games, and, you know, defensive lineman is switching up, and, you know, now it's not just lack of performance or it's scheme, it's actual injuries where you can't use guys. It's not even a choice. So I think the it's fair to say defense, it's a wait and see every week.
I think I'm with Paul. I think the McCourty one.
McCourty is
only
an injury that could affect how they play.
You
the other guys,
Spikes with a 16-game starter from last year,
right,
at the position.
Who, by the way, already was playing more than Spikes. Because Spikes, right, is a part-time player who only plays a run down.
In a sub-role. I mean, we've said we'd rather have Guyton in his sub-role.
Absolutely.
Because he's going to get worn down.
Spikes.
He's going to get run over.
I'd rather have Spikes and Guyton, no question. But I have no problem if I only have one or the other. Particularly when the one is the guy who plays more than the other.
You know, maybe, I don't know what Buffalo's doing, but I know they, when they began the season, they wanted to be a running team. And if they still want to be that, I'd rather have Spikes out there than Guyton in
yes.
the last game.
Yes, I agree.
Not the last game, but in the Buffalo game.
I agree.
You know?
But
So do you see, obviously, Spikes will be back for the playoffs. I don't think McCourty's injury is season-ending.
I have no idea about McCourty's injury, but, yeah, Spikes will be back for the playoffs. Yeah, his four games, John, he'll serve in the regular season.
Yeah, and then you got Pryor and Mike Wright, which are still unknowns.
Yeah,
right.
I'd like to have them all out there, like Bill says. You know, if we could have them all out there, I would. But I just don't think those guys are. If they play, they play, and they'll probably show. Like a guy like Mike Wright, he'll show up. If he plays, he'll show up. But if he doesn't play, you're not going to say, oh, we really missed Mike Wright today.
And it's what they've done all year. I mean, I think
Kyle Lovell play.
I think I actually wrote a story about it, and Gerard Warren said, it's nice because we know at some point we won't have all these guys that are rotating, and all of them will have played whoever's playing. It won't be throwing somebody out there who hasn't played.
You know, Vince, to me, is the only difference maker, and the way that things are going right now, I think they'd probably get by without him, too.
Oh, wow. I don't know about that one, guys.
I don't know about that.
Don't say guys. That was Paul.
I just think that you're going to score 38 points every week.
You know, the point that you might not, if you can give 400 yards up with him, you can probably give up 400 yards without him.
That's exactly my point. I really haven't seen much of a change. The last 2 weeks have been really solid from a statistical standpoint, whereas the first 11 weren't. But as long as you continue to score 35-plus, I don't think it really is going to matter what you do on defense.
Yeah, I think the Chicago game, the defense played really well. I rewatched the Jets game last night, and to me it was more about Sanchez totally choking than the defense really doing anything spectacular. I mean, even the three picks against Sanchez were terribly thrown balls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I revisited that first quarter, and I was thinking to myself, hey, if Sanchez connected on a few of those, I mean, he overthrew people, underthrew people, overthrew people, and if he connected on those, that it might have been a different game.
Yeah, his interceptions crosses were the least of his problems that day, and Belichick pointed out from minute one, stick with these guys, he's not putting the ball on the spot, or whatever he said.
Shallow crosses, he was all over the place. John's absolutely right.
So my point is that, you know, we talked about how great the defense has been the last couple of weeks, but was that more product of Sanchez choking than the defense really?
In my opinion, the former.
Yeah, I don't think we've spent a lot of time saying how good the defense has been the last few weeks. The good thing they've done over the last 6 weeks is turn the ball over.
Yeah, it's given you the complimentary game that you need, and that's what Bill keeps talking about. Andy's been harping on it. They've been taking the ball away, and that allows you to compete, and that allows you to get the stop or two that it takes to get the separation in the game to make the other team one-dimensional.
Yeah,
and
that's Spike's interception's a perfect example. Maybe they get back in that
24
game.
24-10 there, early third quarter. Instead, it's game.
Right.
You know, that's the complimentary kind of play that you need.
And we know if you give Brady extra chances right now, he's probably going to turn them into some points and take advantage of them, and that's when it all just snowballs out of control if you're
like
the other team.
Even the Chicago game, right? And we'll never know this. I agree that they played very well defensively, but I feel the Patriots came out and went 3-and-out, and then the Patriots forced a 3-and-out. I feel if the Patriots' offense continues to be affected by the weather and can't score, Chicago would have started moving the ball and scoring. We'll never know. It didn't happen. But instead, the Patriots went 85 yards touchdown, 87 yards touchdown. And now it's a whole different game. Now I have confidence the Patriots' defense will come up with some stops for you to now win comfortably. But if I'm in a slugfest back and forth and it's, say, you know, 10-7 entering the third quarter or the fourth quarter, I don't have a lot of faith in that game. I don't have a lot of faith in getting a stop when I need to in a low-scoring, one-score game.
We haven't seen that yet.
No.
John Dallas, thank you for the call. Tracy in Vegas says, 1 year I won a jersey and a bet. It was a Maroney jersey, and it was on sale and in the right size.
For $447?
A year or two later, I was given a Brady jersey for Christmas and then wore it for the first time to a Super Bowl party, the one where the Pats lost to the Giants.
Nice job.
I was then given the nickname DJ for different jersey. I will never wear either jersey again.
Better than
BJ. For, you know, BJ's.
Different reasons.
My last purchase was a Brewski, and now I'm in search of a Harrison. I do not want to jinx the team any further, so I'll only buy jerseys for retired players.
Living in the past.
But, you know.
It's like me.
How do you get those?
It just goes to show that people buy jerseys for different reasons.
Yeah, she needs to buy them so she can stop being scorned.
Chris in Stamford says, hello, gentlemen, and Andy. Two issues on players. One, I think when listeners wrote in about investments in shirts, they were talking about actual game jerseys that cost close to $200.
Right.
Actually,
they're more than
that. Even more.
Yeah. Over $300.
Yeah.
With the Woodhead t-shirts, you're talking about $25 or so, which could be much
t-shirts?
More of an impulse buy. According to various Rudy websites, he was 5'6", 165 pounds. If that's true, it's a wonder he wasn't killed. For whatever reason, maybe because we have no idea what we're facing, this game concerns me. I wonder if the Pats will be as up for this one as they have been for the past two. And hello to Cormac. I visited Dublin almost 30 years ago as a young teenager and really enjoyed it. A lovely city that I'd like to visit again. That's Chris from Stamford, Connecticut. But
I want to go to Ireland.
Question for Chris, though, man. If you can't feel good about this game, I don't think you can feel good about any game.
I don't get that vibe. I mean,
yeah.
What would the biggest thing you fear on the Packers be? Clay Matthews.
Right.
And he's hurt. He's banged up. He might limp off the field in
Chris
the first quarter.
Chris must feel bad about every game then.
Right.
He must be a nervous
fella. Well, there are some nervous
Panthers,
fans out
maybe.
There. And what I do agree with Chris about is I could see the Patriots coming out with a little bit less intensity this week than they've brought the last two. It's just kind of human nature. I don't think it's going to matter with Aaron Rodgers not playing on the other side. But I understand Chris's point. They've been sky high the last two games. The Monday night game was obvious, and then I think the snow really jacked everybody up in the second game, the Chicago game. Because everybody – I think Andy – if Andy had been able to give a pick before the Chicago game when we saw the weather conditions, I think you might have
I'm speaking for you here.
I think you might have changed it.
I actually asked, can I change picks?
And we talked – and this is before the game took place, but we talked about it, and the reason was everybody feared the Patriots having a letdown, a hangover off that Monday night game. The weather snaps that hangover out of you. You know, that's the reason to get ready to play.
Right.
I have to be focused because if I'm not focused in this snow, I'm going to look silly and end up on SportsCenter in a blooper reel like the Bears did.
Yeah. Sam in Chicago says, hey, guys, in Cormac.
Finally, we have a mail writer.
How can you say it's not a big game against the Packers? Each game is another barometer to see if the Pats will stay at a high level, imposing their will and developing the young D. How dominant can they continue to become? If they continue their high-scoring march and win in Texas, imagine the off-season chatter about a repeat of 07 with a happy ending in 011. I don't even know what that means.
You make me laugh. I was actually thinking about that, though. You have the 18-1 Patriots, and now you would have the 17-2 Patriots.
Right? Yeah.
And just... it's one game difference, and one will have the ring.
Right.
And yet, that team was going to be the greatest football team, no questions asked, of all time.
Right.
This team was a laughingstock that was on a three-game losing streak because they got their asses handed to them by the Browns. Like, the fine line between eliteness and... it's just weird.
What about the other 17-2 teams?
No, I know.
Did they factor in?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I wouldn't compare this one to certainly 04.
I see 04 to me is still
no, but those teams, but those teams 03 were more consistent throughout the season. This season, up until after the Cleveland game, has been much more of a roller coaster.
Right, and I just think it's so strange that it's one. Literally, we think they have a legitimate shot of going 17-2, winning the Super Bowl, winning out now. And I just find that amazing that there's a one-game difference between the team that everybody doesn't want to remember that was going to be the greatest team of all time.
Well, there is – you have to look at it.
The league and everything.
You know, at a micro level.
It's
just –
I find it fascinating.
The league aspect element of that is
this is a good year to be 17-2. You know what I mean?
I think any year is a good year to be 17-2.
Yeah, no, but you know what I mean.
I think the league was better in 07.
I think this is a good year to just have Tom Brady and a little talent.
It's like the league in 08, I thought, was down.
Right.
You know? But this year, I think it's down a little bit, too.
TG and NJ says, what's with Andy? I'm worried. He's only concerned about his ratings. He's got some weird obsession with balls. He doesn't like music. He doesn't like Woodhead. Not sure he's a fan of the team at all. Fred, is he okay? No, he isn't. He hasn't been for a long time.
You can remove your uncertainty because he's not a fan at all. Not a fan of anything.
That's ridiculous.
Seems he's
you're not
only
a fan
concerned
of anything except for Bo
you
Jackson.
You are ridiculous.
Seems he's only concerned with being able to say he's right.
Well,
Does he not enjoy his job? How can we cheer him up?
Yeah.
Maybe we should get him a Bo Jackson jersey for Christmas.
I wouldn't mind the powder blue.
I don't mean that you're
Royals
not a fan
one.
Of the. I don't mean not a fan of the Patriots. You're not a
Mendenhall
fan of
is
no,
ridiculous.
I'm a fan
except
of
for
the
Bo Jackson
and greatness.
Bo Jackson. That's
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
Top of the list.
But that's your barometer.
Am I not a fan of Rob Gronkowski? Am I not a fan of James Sanders?
Am
I not a man? Do I not bleed?
That's you're also a fan of boating?
That's just a couple of personalities. That's different.
No, I love them as players as well.
That's different.
I think we're finding out that I like two types of players. The freakish, great ones, and solid. And I think that's what both Sanders and Gronkowski are. Solid.
But not Woodhead.
No flash. I don't think
Woodhead's
he's solid.
Woodhead's too flash?
I think he's...
You don't think he's solid?
He's gimmicky flashy.
I feel like we've switched places in this argument. I should be arguing your side on this. That's the kind of guy that I would be sort of offended by. Because he gets so much attention. But I think he's been so good, and he's proven to me over the course of the year to be so talented.
And you know the other
way
thing
he's
that
picked
I think
up the
is?
Blitz, the way he it's not just, he doesn't just get out in space and make you miss. He breaks tackles.
I think the other thing is I have a lot of respect for longtime contributors. And I said the same thing in year one of Welker. It's ridiculous to say this guy's Troy Brown, the next Troy Brown. Well, you know what? He's better than Troy Brown. He's more productive. He's just been better. And I think part of my hesitance was a loyalty almost to Troy Brown and what he had done.
Sure.
And now I think I have a loyalty to Kevin Faulk and say, oh, everybody loves Woodhead, and we forget that Faulk did it for a frickin' decade and in championship games.
No, I'm going to channel my inner Ron Borges. Troy Brown would have caught 178 passes in this offense.
No, so longevity has something to do with it.
I mean, people so move on so quickly.
Paul, would you be so kind as to pour me a glass of Diet Coke?
I like the way you ask, so I will.
I don't appreciate how they just toss Kevin Faulk to the curb and I'm buying a Woodhead jersey now.
I'll get food.
So I think that's part of it, a loyalty to the longtime contributors.
That's fair. Stephen Albany says, can you comment on why you think Danny Woodhead's not on the official NFL Pro Bowl ballot? I personally think he's worthy of consideration. Is there any way to write in a vote?
Oh, I think there's a write-in, isn't there?
I think they print those ballots before Danny Woodhead was even on the radar.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he was on the Jets are.
Right.
I also don't think anyone should be voting for the Pro Bowl.
Here's where I have to pump the brakes. Pro Bowler? I don't think so.
Here's a question. And I mean this in all seriousness. And think before you answer.
I don't usually.
Yeah, I don't either.
Would the Patriots' offense have been successful? And would the Patriots have won as many games without Danny Woodhead?
With Kevin Faulk?
No, without Kevin. They had Kevin Faulk's out.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can do it. But
someone would have had if Kevin Faulk was here.
Right.
I'm with Andy.
Maybe J.R. Redmond could have done it or whatever.
Absolutely, with Kevin Faulk. But I'm just saying.
Okay.
If they lost Faulk and then didn't have a replacement, they had to plug it in with Julian Edelman, Sammy Morris.
Right.
Maybe not. Maybe they wouldn't have won.
But if they got another Woodhead type.
Well, that's the thing. Then it's a moot point.
Okay.
But I'm just saying they didn't get somebody who did what Woodhead has done.
But could a larger group of people than we think do what Woodhead
has
done?
That's the question.
Quick, small, but smart. Learn the offense quickly. You got to pass protect. You got to be willing to do that. I mean, is the role part of the offense and you have the opportunity to make plays and decent players can make plays in the role? I don't know the answer.
No, it's fair.
But certainly they would have been every bit as good with Kevin Faulk.
No, so, obviously Brady is the most valuable player of the team, let alone the league.
What are you going to say?
But I think that, when you're looking at, who gets credit
the
for
MVP.
The success, Woodhead is a big contributor this year to the success. I mean, he's made big plays in games
that directly contributed
to wins.
So is Rob Gronkowski.
Yep. I agree.
But I would put them on the same exact level. There's no big separation between Woodhead and Gronkowski
or
Hernandez.
The same question you have, if they didn't have the three tight ends, which have allowed them to play offense, I think, in a different way.
Yep.
No, they wouldn't have been as successful with bringing back Benjamin Watson and, Chris Baker from last year.
Are you legitimately putting Woodhead, near the top of the list behind Brady?
I'm saying he's one of the catalysts.
I think he's part of the pack.
Of the success.
He's a Pat's pack. And there's a big pack. There's a lot of those guys, but
I have a lot of respect for what Woodhead did this year, but
okay.
In my opinion,
pump the brakes.
So pump the brakes a little bit.
So
someone would have done
tears,
that.
All right?
Jam on them, lock them up, and pull the e-brake.
No, I don't want to lock them up. That's dangerous.
Well, we have
here's my tiers of Patriot success this year. Brady's at the top, alone.
Not even
then.
Belichick?
There's a section below him of catalysts, and I'd like to know from you who is in that section above the guys that are just in the pack.
They might kind of all be the same. Brady, to me, is a huge one. And then there's a big pack that I would put.
Welker and Branch, I think, are enormous in that.
Yeah, I would say they're probably a half step above, but I think there's a ton of them. Welker, Branch, Gronkowski, Hernandez, Green Ellis, Woodhead would all be, in terms of skill players, in that group.
Yeah,
and on defense, I would have Wilfork and Mayo and Sanders and McCourty.
Sanders before McCourty, I love it.
Did that intentionally. I mean, to me, it's literally a huge. Tate, for his special teams work early in the year, huge.
Yeah.
Ninkovich at times has flashed. His team has had so many guys make plays that you forget about. And I know Woodhead has been a little more consistent than, say, a Ninkovich, but I don't think Woodhead is closer to Brady than he is to Ninkovich.
Here's my feeling.
I agree with that.
Are you going to buy a Woodhead jersey?
No, but you lump Ben Jarvis Green.
They got the two XLs left.
See, look, I think Benny's been great. He's done great. But I happen to think that if it wasn't him,
they might have had somebody else.
That's how I feel about Woodhead.
Yeah, yeah, I feel the same.
Oh, see, that. See, I don't feel
see,
that
somebody
way
else
about
would have done with Woodhead.
See, I don't.
Different skill sets are needed.
No, you no, need Benny wouldn't have done it, but somebody
no,
else
no, no,
would
but
have
I'm
done
saying
it.
Another guy who's a solid runner, who takes care of the football, has a nose for the goal line, would have the 11 touchdowns.
But solid
I agree,
runner, yeah,
but I think another guy
line,
who's quick,
hands,
can pass,
picks up the blitz.
Right, I think that.
And smart enough to pick up the system so quickly.
Sure.
All those things.
And I think that guy would be Woodhead, and just like the guy would be Green Ellis. They're both replaceable, which would be my example. Why aren't people running out and buying Ben Jarvis Green Ellis jerseys?
That's a little kind of a weird name.
I thought the weird name was a pro for the purchase, not a
Woodhead,
con.
Yeah, Woodhead didn't have anything to do with why they were buying it, but Green Ellis has something to do with why they wouldn't buy it.
Hyphen. You don't want a hyphen.
Why?
You just don't.
I
now,
feel,
Ben Jarvis.
Yeah, those Jaguars fans, stay away from that Jones-Drew.
You know,
he's got a hyphen, right?
Those are tough questions to answer because you can't, you know, you don't know for sure what would have changed.
Right.
You know, how the offense would have changed if they didn't have
it's
Woodhead or if
sports
they didn't
radio.
Have. But I do agree that Benny has been terrific, but somebody, given the amount of carries and the amount of goal line carries that he got, I think would have, you know, 900 yards and 11 touchdowns. Whoever that would have been, I don't know.
So it'd be better because he hasn't reached 900 yet, has
well,
he?
Well, whatever he has. 800 yards and 9 touchdowns, 11 touchdowns.
Right.
I think he's been terrific. But I think with Woodhead, basically my answer to this question is I think it's the system. I don't think it's all the players. I think it's Brady who makes the system go. And then largely thereafter, it's the system. And you plug guys in that have a level of ability. You can't just be a rockhead. We've seen guys try to come into the system and they don't have the aptitude for it, but if you have the aptitude, generally you have the ability to succeed in this system. I've seen a lot of different guys, Rishay Caldwell, Jabbar Gaffney, I've seen a lot of different Jags come and go. You know, Dedrick Ward contributed in this system.
So are we saying you the know? Thing that's allowed Gronkowski to succeed and Watson to fail was intelligence?
No. I, you know, let's not get mentally irregular. You know, Benjamin Watson had an absolute, and again, it used to drive me crazy when people told me how talented he was. He had one real bad flaw in a guy with a lot of talent. He couldn't catch. Okay? That's
talent.
I'm just
checking because you said aptitude was the key, and
I'm
thinking the key is hands. Gronkowski has great hands. Watson had terrible hands. Therein lies the difference.
Just think about how many passes Gronkowski caught this year that Benjamin Watson would not have.
How many receptions does he have?
508-543-7482.
Do you think Watson would have shielded Brian Urlacher with the goal line the other night? Was that Urlacher that he shielded?
Yes.
You think
Watson
would have done
that?
That
would have been a 99-yard interception return off the tip.
You know, that's talent. You know, everybody always talked about he's got the whole package. Yeah, he looked great in the uniform.
But he chased down
but
that
he
guy
didn't.
In Denver.
Exactly. He has a lot of heart.
Right.
And,
no,
I literally like Benjamin Watson as a person.
Yeah, no, and he's also
great
very,
guy.
He's also
great
very
guy.
Intelligent.
Yes, he's very.
I don't know about
to,
football intelligent, but he is a very intelligent human being.
Scott and Raleigh's on the phone. Hey, Scott.
Hey, boys.
What's going on?
What's up?
That was kind of a creepy laugh.
I haven't talked to you since before the season.
Yeah, it's been a while. Where you been?
And a big argument. Do you remember what it was about?
I'm going to guess that you said they were going to go 11-2, and we laughed at you.
Actually, better than that.
Okay.
But it's on tape. You had my prediction on tape, so I'm a.
So what was your prediction?
What was it?
Well, I said there would be about 12-4 is what I guess.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay, so you were wrong.
Well, no.
Fred said they were going 12-4, too, and he's going to be wrong, too.
Actually, he had 11-5. So he's picking them actually to lose each of the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, but it's better than I expected. I did say that by the end of the year there would be a lot of names that you don't know of now that would be really big on the roster and that sort of thing. So,
well, in order to be 12-4, that prediction had to have been right. You were right. Yep.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just what history has shown us. Yeah. I don't know why anybody would expect anything different.
Right.
But I also do believe, I'm going to make another prediction now, within the next couple of years, because we also argued about this, what the Patriots, what their challenge is really, when we were talking about the Brady versus the perfect season, I would take Brady because I think the Patriots can go undefeated anyway. I think they will do that again within the next couple of years.
I don't know.
Provided so nothing disastrous happens, like Brady being out again.
That's a great point, going back to the great debate. You certainly wouldn't have this season without Tom Brady.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean,
oh yeah,
you'd have a bunch of Jags running around out there.
Yeah.
Danny Woodhead would not be selling jerseys like he's selling. Ben Jarvis Greenells would not be celebrating his 11 touchdowns.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Matt Castle's got 25-4 with a team in Kansas City. Why couldn't you be doing that?
Dwayne Bowe has 14 of them or whatever it is.
Well, so you have a guy. I mean, you know.
You do?
Yeah.
You got a Dwayne Bowe?
When you have a chance.
Dwayne Bowe no,
instead,
when
you have instead a we have a lot of different guys that are catching passes.
You take it.
No, you don't.
Oh, God.
You have a chance to win another Super Bowl a couple years later.
So you're telling me
the best
team
in football.
The only team that can win a Super Bowl is you have to have
Tom Brady.
That's
the only.
No. But
in order to go undefeated in the NFL today, you have to have Tom Brady.
I will take my Manning and my Breeze and my Brady. I'll take my great quarterback. I happen to have the greatest of
Everyone
the great
sucks
right now.
But me.
You just want to flip him away and go, oh, for your next 10 years.
See, that's the
Let Brian Hoyer
argument.
Have fun. No, actually it isn't.
That's the flaw in your argument.
Because we just spent the whole time saying the difference maker, you just said it's Tom Brady
you don't have Tom
and everything
Brady,
else.
You know, you're going to have Joe Schmuck playing quarterback.
Joe Webb.
You know? Well, that's not the case.
So who are you going to have? So
Hank Castle.
It's a combination. It's Belichick and Brady.
And you'd be a 500 football team right now.
You think you'd be a 500 football team?
Or 500 football team.
So,
or you figure out how to get
Kansas
Sam Brady.
Until Matt Castle
Kansas
for New
City.
England has a guy who's averaging like 6 yards a carry
remove,
behind him in a rushing attack that's tremendous.
So if you
and
remove
an elite
the
receiver,
quarterback, remove the quarterback, Kansas City has more talent than the Patriots?
Right now, I think they have a better elite receiver in Dwayne Bowe and a far better running game. I think their running game is very, very good.
Interesting. A better talent.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Kansas City.
That's how much
talent.
I think of Tom Brady. How much I think he makes everyone around him better.
That's how bad you think the Patriots
right.
are, I think.
I don't think they're as talented as their record right now.
Well, I don't think that as talented as their record either, but I think they're more talented than Kansas City. I don't think Kansas City's as talented as its
I
record.
Like that running game. I like that. I like the way Dwayne Bowe plays now. I hated him for years, but now he's playing what he was supposed to be.
Why?
Why? Because he can catch the football now.
But why all of a sudden?
No,
is
he used to just get hit in the hands and would drop it. Now he catches it.
Okay.
That's a
he
growth.
Did, he did have a ton of drops last year.
I don't know why he flicked a switch and he catches it now. I have no idea.
But
that's
I don't
a
think,
huge
I don't
difference.
Think that's an overly talented team. And I certainly don't think they have any more talent than the Patriots.
I try to hang on to Brady as long as possible.
Scott,
that's what
you managed
I do.
To get us arguing again.
I know. I have a couple things real quick. In the Jets game, when one of the things about Hernandez,
hello, what happened?
Goes as far as
you
know,
you're breaking
really
up. Start again, Hernandez. One of the things
about
Hernandez.
Hernandez in the Jets game.
Yeah, Hernandez in the Jets. You guys had discussed before one of the things you know that might be driving the Patriots crazy about his productivity. I think one of the things that I saw in the Jets game. Remember the play where Woodhead broke the long run and almost went all the way.
Yep.
Remember that play? On that play, Hernandez came off the line. He was on the opposite side that Woodhead ran on, and he went out at number 26 for the Jets. I think he's a nickelback. But anyway, Hernandez was, you know, his assignment was Hernandez, and so he was blocking him. He blocked that guy until Woodhead was about parallel with him, and then he gave up on the play. He did not finish his block. And ultimately, that guy ran that play down from the backside, and he's what stopped Woodhead from scoring. And if I saw that, I'm sure the Patriots saw that. And there's little things like that that can cost you football games, you know.
Yep.
Especially if you're having trouble in the red zone. That was clearly should have been a touchdown because at the end, Woodhead pulled up, the guy ran in front of him, you know, and then the guy tackled him from behind. But that guy stopped him from scoring. I think that Hernandez loses focus on the little things like that. And I see Gronkowski finishing blocks. He's like the offensive lineman where that's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Just an awesome player all around, and he finishes what you know what he's supposed to do. So that's one thing to look for.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and the last thing is, I don't know if you guys have you heard about Mark Cuban and what he's thinking about.
Yes,
doing?
I love him.
Me about it.
He reasserted himself as the best owner in all of sports for me.
What did
yes,
he do?
Yes.
He wants to
okay.
use the money that he had set aside for. He wanted to buy the Rangers and the Cubs at different points. He wants to use that money to establish a college football playoff system. He's willing to put $500+ million in the bank and then get teams to agree to take part in the playoff system. And for doing that, he will give them payments yearly.
That will offset the bowl payments.
Yeah. And he wants to put together a 12 or a 16 team field. He's in the exploratory stages of using hundreds of millions of dollars of his money to establish a playoff system.
Wow. That's something.
Love him.
That's a beautiful thing. I just wanted to kick you off on that, and I'm going to take off here, but sorry about my voice. I had a cold, but good to talk to you guys again.
No, you got it out. You did a good job.
Yep.
You're the best.
You worked through with Scott. All right, Scott and Ron.
Keep listening.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott calls twice a year and gets us yelling. That's good. That's a good ratio.
It is.
Greg from the billing department says, what's up, guys? And Eric,
He'll be by later.
So what in the world was Andy talking about yesterday when he said that he found something out the hard way with a gay escort? And Fred's the homer?
Oh, I did say that, actually. When I said you can't put things, you said you put the words on the cover and figured he'll change them.
Right.
And I said I learned that the hard way from the gay escort.
This is the part
when I wrote
Paul
gay escort
that he doesn't remember Andy saying it, and Andy talks really fast to try to save himself from that comment.
No. I made that comment. I learned that the hard way from a gay escort.
Anyway, like I said,
tape.
Like I said last week, I don't see the Patriots losing another game this year, barring injury or conditions on the ground changing dramatically, and I'll stick to that theme for this game.
I agree.
Pats score anywhere from 35 to 42 points, and the Pats score anywhere from 3 to 20, depending on if Rodgers plays or not. I was forced to watch the Jets-Dolphins game last week because I'm here in South Florida, and I agree with Fred 100%. If it came down to the last game of the season against the Dolphins and it was a win and get in for them, I'd throw the game and let the Dolphins in and keep the Jets out. I really don't think it's going to happen because the Finns are terrible, and the Jets are looking worse and worse each week. How do you allow only 58 yards passing, and I don't think they rush for 100 yards and still lose the game? The Jets are a good team against bad teams, but they just can't play with the big boys in the NFL when they need to, and the Dolphins haven't had a chance since week two when they were in first place all alone. I know you guys touched on the subject a little bit over the past week since it happened, but I don't think you discussed the way Bill Belichick would look at him. Who's him? I know that Bill Belichick, head coach of the New England Patriots, likes smart players in the field, and I think that the same rules apply to off the field as well. If you think about it, it pretty much goes hand in hand. If you can't you can't make dumb decisions off the field because it affects you on it. He's obviously suspended right now.
Brandon Spikes?
It must be.
Oh.
He's obviously suspended right now, and that affects on-field play. But what about when he comes back and nobody is asking questions about the upcoming game? Not only to him, but to the rest of the team. The questions become directed to his suspension, his sex tape, and no, I haven't seen it, or Brett's junk. I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts and his
good
character.
For you.
Do you think this is going to affect Bill and his decision in the draft free agency? Because this is his rookie year, and he's had more than one character issue off the field.
I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
That is a question. I don't think his suspension will be an issue when he comes back.
No, because there's two things. One, Spikes won't be around to talk about it. And two, Bill will just say, right now, all we're focused on is filling the blank of the opponent that we play in the first round.
Maybe I'm
No one will ask about that.
But
no,
I also don't really think, even if, forget that, even if Bill would answer it and Spikes would be in the locker room, I think it would be one question to each and it would be forgotten.
Yeah.
I think it's a notebook item and not even the lead to the notebook.
Right. I agree.
It's not Tom Brady. If Brady were suspended, then it's a huge issue. If Welker, Branch, he's a role
part-time
player.
Role player.
Yeah, I don't. To me, it's no different than. Yeah.
Now, I do think it will. I think Belichick, how he views Brandon Spikes going forward, is something to watch.
Yes, I agree.
You know, I don't think that he probably feels 100% comfortable with that right now.
Right.
And Andy talked about the decisions.
Yeah.
For a young guy.
Now, I don't know. Immediately will it impact it? Because you don't know how good he felt about him when he drafted him or how questionable he feels about him now. You don't know exactly where that was. I think he probably felt really good about him when he drafted him and now feels less good, but not, I need to find another linebacker. This guy's not part of my future. I don't think he's anywhere near that point. He's somewhere in the middle.
And I agree the Patriots will win out. The one thing will be that last game that the listeners are talking about a little bit. Depending on how they treat the whole. No, I'm talking about the regular season.
Oh, I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
I don't know how that game will be treated if they. I mean, I know they'll have a bye, so maybe they won't sit out all the starters for the whole game, but they might not play wire to wire either.
Right.
They may not play that game to win. I know Bill will say they will, but we've seen in the past that sometimes they haven't.
I'll expect them to win till the Super Bowl. I mean, I can see them losing to the Ravens.
With the guys they have in there.
No, it's important to the guys who are in there.
It's important to the guys that were out there.
Right.
But I could see the Saints or the Eagles beating them in a Super Bowl.
Well, I could see anybody in the playoffs beating them in a one-game scenario. I won't expect it. I'll be picking
if the Patriots are not playing great, they could get outscored by the Saints, or Michael Vick could have one of his games and athletically beat you. But the Ravens, I think the Ravens can come in here and beat this team. I don't expect it.
I don't think they will, though.
Ken Walter writes in, sorry to hear about the declining ratings. I, too, know what it's like to feel like you've reached the heights of your profession, only to find yourself suddenly, inexplicably, and prematurely irrelevant.
Inexplicably?
Stay strong.
You sucked.
Also,
you
it
sucked.
It was so bad that the coach's father called you out.
Also, I feel bad I only complimented Andy on his radio appearances on Tutcher and Rich and excluded the rest of you, Paul. You probably do a great job, too.
Not
but
really.
I'm not subjecting myself to Felger to find out. And Eric, please send me a tape. Signed, Ken Walter, who is still available for signing, would be willing to stand on the sidelines as part of a human guardrail during kickoffs.
Give me a break.
I heard you on Felger yesterday, Paul. You're okay.
Just okay, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't, you know.
There was no passion.
There wasn't any life on
there. Football
Weekly. You know what the problem is?
Yeah. What?
When you blow a team out every week,
yeah.
What do you talk about?
Yeah.
You know, what are you supposed to say? Oh, geez, they're great. Yeah, no, I agree. They were great. Yeah. I think we all agree they're going to win every game. They're right. Going into the playoffs.
Right.
They're going deep into the playoffs at the very least.
Right.
You know, he asked me, do you think what we're going to see in Dallas? Yeah, I think so.
This is where
that's how I feel.
This is where we make up the imaginary people who hate us. And
right. This is that time.
Right.
But we pretend it's September and all the people are doubting them. Because in September, let's face it, we all were.
Justin in Alaska says, did you hear the Jets special teams coach throw the Patriots under the bus on ESPN yesterday? Yes, we did. The coach, don't know his name, Westhoff, I'll give it to you. We'll call him Coach Douche. Said that when asked about the players who were inactive lining up to form a phalanx, he said, well, that team up north does the same thing. So the interviewer asked him if he was accusing the Patriots of trying to trip players like the Jets did. He somewhat backed down, but said they do it too. What was also fun was the interviewer got a text from a listener and read it on the air. I just got a text from B. Palayan in Indy. He says, yes, they do still cheat. What a ball washer. That part's not really true, but the first part is. Finally, quick question up from the panel. Who would you rather lose for the year due to injury? Must choose one, Welker or Mayo?
Mayo.
Mayo.
I'm going with Paul's theory.
Kraft and Mayo really? Go
Someone
together.
160 tackles playing.
Well, I'm just going with the theory. If I'm going to win games, I need my offense to score 35 points.
I'd rather have
Welker's
Mayo.
A big part of that.
I'd rather have Mayo out of the defense than McCourty. To be honest with you.
I don't know about that. I think because of everything they do up front, he's a key factor in communication and leadership.
I didn't say he's irrelevant.
No, I think you could have some absolute jailbreak plays without him on the field.
Sure.
Not necessarily him not
with him on
the
field.
Play. Oh, I don't know about that. I don't think this team's given up a lot of big plays.
No.
I think you could see guys getting 70-yard runs.
Oh, okay.
I mean, without him. I think the defense would be caught
15,
with 15,
20-yard runs.
No, I'm talking about caught with your pants down, where games changed because of two or three huge plays, because Dane Fletcher didn't know what the hell he was doing out there, or Brandon Dedrick was lined up in the wrong gap, or that kind of stuff. And I think Mayo...
You think there's more of a chance of that happening without Mayo than like a 50-yard pass play without McCourty?
I don't know. I think when they do their little cover two crap, they do like other teams, they can stop that. You get Jimmy back deep, you don't give up a lot of 50-yard plays, so...
Christ almighty. Move on.
Jim Scollins from the Patriots Pro Shop writes in. He heard us talking about the Woodhead jerseys.
I don't like this. More and more people in this building are listening.
He says they've got some
of
those, but
time,
they
maybe.
Also have a lot of the Woodhead name and number tees.
See,
so.
That's where I think you invest on your flavor of the month guy.
For your kid?
What? Get some more affordable items.
No, I mean even for you. $25 or whatever. $25, Fred?
Something like that, yeah.
I think that's a solid investment for this guy's good in the here and now, and I want to support him. But when you're talking about 75 or whatever it is for a replica, or certainly $3 for an authentic, that's when you need to think about the investment and make sure it's going to last a few years.
James from Pittsburgh says,
when are we getting
speaking
our presents?
Of jerseys, he says,
I've been waiting to take a break.
I'm like a little kid at Christmas. There's presents lined up on a chair over there, and you're not letting me touch them.
Well, Fred won't take a break.
We'll take a break in a second. But James from Pittsburgh says, I was at the Pittsburgh-New England game, and after arguing that I liked the Patriots because I felt they were a team with character, a team where character is important, a guy walks up with a Megat jersey. That didn't help. P.S. I have Brady and Moss jerseys, and I think I'm getting a Woodhead jersey for Christmas. I would love a Crumpler.
See, I wouldn't buy that one either. I mean, he's great. He's Captain Crump, but
there's
again,
a really good chance he's not on the team next
right.
year.
But see, that's my point. The person owns two jerseys that are named Brady and Moss. They will both reside in Canton someday. Both are in the record books for performances as Patriots. And the next in line is Woodhead? I find that stunning.
He can have my...
If that person had said, I have a... I got an Andruzzi and I got a Brewski. I think I'm going to add a Woodhead. Okay, that's great. But you have Moss and Brady and you're adding a Woodhead? Two of these things go together.
What is wrong with him?
He's off his, he just off hates. His rocker.
He just hates for no reason.
Andy, will you wear my Katzenmoyer jersey?
See, I got no problem with the Katzenmoyer. He was supposed to be great from the sophomore year at Ohio State. I can't hear you.
I don't know.
No, I have a Katzenmoyer jersey. Terry Glenn, Ted Johnson.
Yeah. All right, let's 105. Let's take a break. We'll be right back before we do.
Presents.
Dan in Missouri wants to know why Zero to Hut Paul doesn't do a show with Pete Shepard.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Gino Cappelletti. You're listening to PFW in Progress on Patriots.com radio. Really, Fred? My hip?
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking like newspapers, you know, when you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057. And you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Braves! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. Can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day,
whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only. Equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Like what you've heard so far? You'll love it even more when you read it in Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or log on to pfwonline.com.
Well, Cormac is from Dublin, and he's here visiting, and he came bearing gifts. One of them that he gave me was a gentleman's ball scratcher, which is a hand on a long rod with its fingers cupped just in the right position.
Thought it was a ball scratcher. Why is the hand on the long rod?
Well, I got a box of penis pasta.
Penis pasta. I got a party penis dress-up kit. Now your penis has an outfit for the big party. He also gave me the ever-ready Freddy amazing talking vibrator.
What are you going to do with that?
Yep. So you open it up, and every time you open it up, it says something different.
That's
a bunch of other stuff he brought. Paul got Guinness socks.
Guinness socks, a mug that says this place would fall apart without me. I corrected Cormac. That probably should have gone to Eric.
Right. So,
are there any good inventions in the book?
Yeah, the he also.
I have a book of Americanisms.
Yes, a book called "Do-It-Yourself Dentistry and Other Alarming Inventions." So I haven't really looked at it, but there's a bunch of inventions in here.
Does it have the radar plane that flies in a circle with the radar loop, so you never get detected?
No, but he's got a black glitter ball for goth nightclubs. So. Things like
You've
that.
Been to a few of those back in your party days.
He's got the Snot Writer fountain pen. It never runs out. You stick the tube up your nose. And
oh.
So.
Just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
I'm just laughing watching Darren McFadden run down the sideline about 68 yards.
Things like that. Okay. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482. Lunch today was so nicely given to us by McNulty. Oh, by the way, speaking
McNulty
of that.
McNulty and McFilthy?
The Revs are about to sign a guy named Fred. No last right. name, just Fred.
Yep.
So I'm going to buy a jersey. I guarantee if they actually go through and sign him, I'm going to.
Now, will they have a jersey for him? I mean, why would you buy Fred?
Oh, I would.
Oh, I'm getting one.
Yeah. No, but that's cool. It's a singular name. It says Fred on.
He takes it seriously.
If a Patriot was the 53rd man on the roster,
was
but his name
Andy?
Was Fred. Or Andy, but even Fred, I can see other people buying just because it's funny. The guy has a first name on the back of his jersey. That's more valuable than
Woodhead.
A couple touchdowns out of a third down roll.
Jesus, you really are a negative, negative, miserable person.
Anyway, McNulty gave us lunch today. Thank you very much.
It was very good.
And he says, this
Excellent.
Is my gift to myself this year. I have only listened to you guys since this year's draft. If I only would have looked online before, this is my favorite podcast web stream. Enjoy, guys, and Eric. You guys rock. Happy holidays. Go Pats.
Well, happy holidays right back at you.
Thank
Merry
you, McNulty.
Christmas.
Thank you, McNulty. Thanks for listening, and thanks for the lunch.
So we're a gift.
That keeps on giving.
Yes, year-round.
Yeah. Taz in Toronto says, hey, guys, including Eric, until he turns grumpy, negative emo. I'm going to the game this Sunday. I've got front row seats on the goal line, so I'm pretty excited.
Oh, you might see. Oh, never mind. You won't see Cormac.
Yeah. Cormac can throw a snowball down on
you. Yeah, try to hit him.
I was wondering where the PFW crew would be. I'd love to bump into you guys, even Andy, who's one of my favorites, even though I know he hates meeting fans.
He hates everybody.
Do you guys tailgate at all
Except
or get
Bo
food
Jackson.
Somewhere, either before or after the game?
Also, what do people think we do for a living?
Before the game.
This will be the first
time. 6 or 8 beers.
Can we meet you for a tailgate?
This will be the
Fred,
first time I won't get to follow Kirschwurz, so I was wondering if it will work on J phones, J-A-V-E. What kind of J phones? I'm not sure what that is.
Java.
I'm going to go to Java.
Maybe. It does work on, you know, BlackBerry, Android, or iPhone.
Oh, you can do that?
Android. Sure.
Really?
Yeah. You can follow Kirschwurz. You got
to
get the app.
Imagine being at a game.
And staring at Fred writing my dog pooped on the floor.
You know what he just said?
Yeah, you get the
loser.
Patriots, New England Patriots 2010 app. And
as long as you don't have this BlackBerry that
game,
I have.
In the game day tab, there's Kirschwurz.
This is the bold 9650. Doesn't work on this for me.
No?
No. I told you that.
So
the
no one texted me back. My wife lost her phone. I was trying to see if
it's already been used in a robbery or something.
I was trying to see if I could appeal to someone's conscience around the holiday season. So I texted yesterday, whoever found my phone, can you please return it? I'll be willing to give a reward.
Did you call the phone company?
Nothing. Oh, yeah, Beth did that.
Because, I was thinking if they used it for, a bomb threat or something, all of a sudden they'd be coming to your house saying, "Look, the hell you doing?
TJ's down in the front." And I'd walk in and I'd say, well, yeah, I figured it had to happen sooner or later.
I don't know. I guess, is there a resale market? Can you sell these phones?
I think you can go and just change the SIM card and now you have a free phone.
Oh, is that right?
But they also use them for bad stuff, like drug dealers and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like on the movies where you just buy those prepaid cell phones and throw them away.
Will from Arkansas says, speaking of jerseys, when will they start selling Ben Jarvis Green Ellis jerseys? I currently own 2 Brady jerseys, 1 Welker jersey, and will soon own a Hernandez jersey. I'd like to add a Ben Jarvis Green Ellis jersey to my collection.
Ah, call Ken Flanders.
So, I don't know. That's probably
not going to be offered anytime soon.
Now, what would you rather have? A jersey that says
Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
Green Ellis, BJGE, or law firm?
Law firm.
You'd rather have law firm.
Because using my rules of he's not that great a player, I need the gimmick to carry the jersey.
You're insane. You're totally insane.
Possible. Let's see. Mark in Newton says, how about using Julian Edelman in the third down back role if they didn't have Danny Woodhead? Well, I think they would have had to do something like
they
that.
They would have done some of that. Yeah. They would have done some of that.
They did.
Because remember when Falk first went out, we said that it would
I
be
thought he would be a big candidate, but that was before we knew about Woodhead.
Yeah.
The star that is Danny Woodhead.
Because Woodhead never was on the team until Falk was out. In retrospect, we didn't know about Woodhead,
right? And when Falk first got hurt, we said, "Well, they'll have to use a combination of guys to replace all the things that he did."
Right, and then it turned out that
they got one guy to do it.
Well, Woodhead had a lot of experience in the system from his days with the Jets. Kevin Falk talked about that a couple of weeks ago, and that greatly enhanced his learning curve.
Another thing that Cormac brought was a
head
massager. Head
scratcher.
It's like he's got these tongs on it, and Andy's using it right now and really putting a lot of stress on it.
I'm not going to lie to you.
You could see the base of it's just
it's borderline moving.
Wow.
I mean, it feels really good.
Do you need a sock?
No, not at this point.
Or a minute.
No, but seriously.
He's got the Guinness sock.
It goes from your head all the way down through,
you've got Kevin doing
your head. Doesn't it? I mean, you feel like it's clearly.
You saw when Cormac put it on my head.
The nerves
head,
go all the way down your back, but it says a device
that. What you and
that,
Cormac do is between you guys.
Yeah, that's a little weird that you let another man do it to you.
Oh, Jesus.
A device that e-stimulates endorphins in the brain and spontaneously and naturally. Oh. What does e-stimulate mean? Wouldn't that be online?
Try it on the back of your head, Andy.
I don't know.
Helps to overcome stress, migraines, muscular pain,
down
insomnia,
the neck.
Etc.
It's pretty intense.
It's pretty intense. It's orgasmic.
Let's see. John says
at least we found something else that he likes.
You can also whip up eggs with it if you need to.
All this talk comparing the 07 and 2010 Pats teams is annoying.
Yep.
But can you guys name who is left on the current roster from 07?
Brady. Mankins.
The whole
Light.
The
Neil.
Whole line except for Volmer,
Copen.
Right?
Conley?
Well, yeah, he's. I think of him as a replacement, but he may even have been on the 17.
No, I think he was.
Welker.
Does Falk count because he's on IR? Or are we not counting him?
Sammy Morris, even though he's a bid player.
Morris less.
Will
Fork.
Might be
right.
In offense. Will Fork and Wright. Yeah, not too many others.
Yeah.
James Sanders, Merriweather.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will Height.
Yeah. So I'd say what, a dozen?
Gostkowski.
12 to 15 players out of 53?
Ish.
No, Will Height wasn't on 07. He was an 08 draft pick. He was a fourth round pick in 08, I believe.
I thought this was his fourth year. Not his fourth year?
Well, Wheatley and Will Height
came
together.
Merriweather was 07, correct?
Yeah, Merriweather.
Yeah. Yeah. Will Height was 08 because Wheatley was second round pick in 08, and Will Height was a fourth round pick in 08.
Kamani writes and he says about the Bears, he says, for the record, they don't have a quarterback's coach, haven't had one for decades. They also don't own their own plane. Well, neither do the Patriots. They do own their own stadium, nor do they own the stadium that they play in. Chicago Park District owns Soldier Field, and the Cubs don't own Wrigley Field either.
Fred.
Yeah.
When did the Bears, how long have the Bears played at Soldier Field?
1943.
1971.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Did you just like take a guess there?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you thought it was forever, basically.
Well, I figured it was like, back when they 71. Were built.
71. Yeah. It's weird. They played at Wrigley until 71.
It was something
Soldier Field.
I had mentioned to Andy when we were on the trip.
What the biggest crowd there was?
Because we were watching Brian's song.
Right.
On the bus, which was about Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo, the Chicago Bears running backs. And a lot of the films they showed, most of them were in Wrigley Field, but there were some in Soldier Field, too. And I said to Andy, Soldier Field's been around forever. Why did they play at Wrigley Field? Why weren't they playing at Soldier Field? And I was wondering if it was one of those deals like the Packers used to do where they played some games at Lambeau and some games in Milwaukee at Old County Stadium.
Right.
They didn't move into...
when
Soldier
was Soldier
Field until 19, like 20s. The 20s?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's weird.
But I think the Chicago Cardinals played at Soldier Field. I'm not positive on that.
Okay.
But the Bears played until 1971 at Wrigley Field.
Strippers, we got something for you to do.
Well, no, we have most of the information. You know what the largest crowd was at Soldier Field?
What?
260,000.
Really?
For some religious thing.
Oh.
But I still don't see how you fit.
Well, all the, the field itself and everything like that.
Allows you to fit an extra 180,000 people.
You get 260,000 people here, no matter where you put them.
508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket hotline.
Imagine how bad Cormac seats would be then.
Can you imagine how bad Route 1 would be backed up then?
George in Florida is on. Hey, George.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up, George?
Love the show. I hope your ratings climb. Enough with Cutler and his slip balls.
Right.
and any rules that get broken in the NFL from now on, it's always the Patriots' fault. No one else's fault. We did it.
Yeah, I'm a little sick of that. I have to be honest.
I know. It's crazy because I'm down here in Florida, so I get a lot of national. And I watch a lot of national. But the uniqueness of this offense, I think, is all the capable receivers with the hands. You know, you got Woodhead. Even Morris coming out of the back. I mean, I don't think they're touchable. Like you guys have been saying here all week, I mean, it's just crazy. You got to sit back and relax and just enjoy, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, it certainly puts a lot of stress on the other team's, fifth defensive back to do his job. Because I think, in theory, every team can say, okay, I'm going to work until my matchup is favorable. But I don't think every team has the quarterback that's going to find the favorable matchup. Brady does that.
Yeah, and Brady's such a student of the game. He knows exactly where he's going to go, you know?
Yep.
So, all right, guys, keep up the good work. Appreciate it.
Okay, George.
Georgie Porgy.
Thanks, George.
Florida. Mary Beth writes in. She says,
it's the one that started off the show.
Oh. If you don't have a Brewski jersey, you're not a real Patriots fan, or maybe you just jumped on the bandwagon. He was a leader on this team and was with the Pats for 13 years.
Okay,
come
Fred.
Come on, guys.
Fred?
Yeah.
You're right, then. I guess I'm not a real fan. I don't have a Brewski jersey.
I mean, I don't think you have to have a Brewski jersey. Is that in regards to the woman who has the Brady and the Moss?
Maybe.
Maybe, I don't know.
Or maybe to everybody who's been mentioning what jerseys they have.
I don't think you have to have a Brewski. I mean, top of the list is Brady. You start with Brady, and you go from there. There's going to be one that you have to have. It's Brady.
Yeah, now, I don't have a Brady jersey, but by the time Brady was, I was working for the team at that point, so... Yeah, that would have been a little weird.
Plus, you like Drew better.
Yeah, but Brady is much better.
Yeah, but you like
Drew better. I would have two Brady jerseys right now if I were not working for the team for the last 12 years.
Loser.
Hey.
You should come here and you can do this damn radio show.
In from the cold, Eric.
I do have two Drew shirts that I still have buried in the closet.
Somewhere. Eric's bye.
Do you want to take that, Fred?
He just yells, Eric's bye.
He sounded like two-gender. Tell you my God, Fred.
He's here. While Eric unwraps.
It's cold out there, yeah. Fred. You know, you can't get on him for this.
No.
Is there
Bob
a bite in the
in.
Air?
He wants to say, I'm constantly amazed that teams do not throw more at Kyle Arrington and burn him for the long bomb. You guys have consistently implied he's the weak link in the secondary. My question is, are opposing teams simply stupid? Are the Pats scheming to protect Arrington from being exploited? Or is he better than you originally thought he was?
Scheming to keep him from
they
being exploited.
They are definitely scheming to keep him. He gets covered to help. But I also would caution everybody. The Patriots, I believe, are 31st in the league in pass defense. Something like that?
Yeah. But so he hasn't given up big plays.
But
it's
not like teams haven't taken advantage of that.
No, but why haven't teams gotten the ball down the field? Is that just
I think that's
playing with? You're telling me you can never scheme Brandon Merriweather out of position? He doesn't really play anymore, but maybe that's part of it. Forget it. Move on. Touche.
I think he's – I mean, has he given up a lot of 50-yard touchdowns? No, but I think he's given up quite a bit of his share of plays over the top. And also gotten quite a few penalties.
Oh, I don't think this defense has given up a lot of plays over the top, period.
Yeah, I mean, I remember like Anquan
Boldin. I see a lot of plays in front.
Anquan Boldin on an out and up for a touch. I mean, I remember a lot of plays like that during the course of the year. Stevie Johnson against Buffalo in that game, the 38-30 game. I remember a lot of those. I mean, they're not like bombs for 70 yards like Randy Moss would do. But I think they've gotten over the top.
I mean, how many plays has this team given up over 20? 5 yards. I don't feel like it's been.
They've figured out how to not give up the big play.
Yeah, I think they go with the theory that we'll make people drive on us. Right. Now, a lot of people have driven on them, but
right. Yeah.
But I think there's been times we've seen this defense not be able to stop people, not make people drive. Back in 08,
certainly. That game in San Diego was just ridiculous. Everything that.
But I would say
up,
that whole year that defense couldn't stop people from getting, you know, Delpha O'Neal.
Yep.
I'm sure they were giving him some safety help, and it wasn't working.
Not that day they didn't.
No, not that day.
You're talking about.
I mean, in general, before he lost his job, they couldn't stop anybody down the field.
Yeah.
Let's see. Derek from the University of Arizona is on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Nothing. Have you guys heard anything about Sunday's weather? Sunday night, Monday?
Snow. Potential for snow.
50% chance of snow.
Yeah. Flying out, taking the red eye on Sunday night. That's why I was planning on coming to visit next week, and my grandfather's all up in arms because they're supposed to be like a big nor'easter or whatever.
Yeah, there's varying models, the last thing I saw, but one of them just kind of changed, and now they're saying could be a significant snowstorm.
Oh, is that what they're saying now?
Sunday night. One of the models. It was Burbank, maybe, Barry Burbank. Is he
right.
Channel 4?
Oh, I thought
right.
Burbank, California.
But all the models had it kind
of
going
a lot of models in Burbank.
Out to sea. Now they're using at least one of them saying significant snowstorm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I might fly out early just to avoid that.
That's great because I love nothing better than shoveling my driveway at 4:30 in the morning.
Just so you know, the shoveling is the least of my concern. It's making it home because when you doze off in the snow, you don't recover when you hit the rumble strip.
Yeah,
you recover when you're in the middle of the road.
I don't worry so much about dozing off when I'm driving in the snow.
I do.
Are you guys doing a show every day next week?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Right?
Good deal. Paul, did you say you were going to be gone yesterday?
I will miss Wednesday's show next week.
He's taking it up
Wednesday's
the butt.
Wednesday show?
Yeah. I'll be there. I'll be here Tuesday and
he's taking it up the butt
Thursday.
Next Wednesday.
I am. Wednesday.
Right.
I'll be taking
right,
one up
well,
the shoot.
When I do come in, I'll try to come in Tuesday or Thursday because I know how much you would love to see me. So.
I would. I would. In all seriousness, I would be just.
You know, he
I'm
loves
not like
stupid
Andy.
Fans that visit.
I don't stand behind the red velvet ropes in VIP areas when the fans are around. I like to mingle
in a booth.
Fans. Like Cormac?
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed about the game with their.
Matter of fact,
you know,
Cormac bought us many beers that
yes,
night.
He did.
I'm a little disappointed that the game, you know, is kind of shaping up the way it looks like it's going to with Aaron Rodgers out. I mean, I know that it's probably going to be a good win and all, but my buddy's a big Packers fan, and, I watch a lot of Packers football because we live together and whatnot, but with all the injuries they've had, and they've had just so many injuries, and, with Aaron Rodgers probably out, this game's going to have, like, pretty much no competitive nature to it.
Yeah,
and, I agree. It is kind of disappointing.
Are you
I
coming
mean,
to
I
the
mean,
game?
There is something to that whole, like, you know, I want to beat a good team. I don't want to just run over a team led by the Matt Flynn, you know, Acme Packers.
The Acme Packers.
Acme Packers. That's good.
But
unfortunately, that's what you're going to say. Are you coming to the game, though, Derek?
Well, originally I was going to come out the 18th, and the game's on the 19th, and I would have gone because I'd never been able to go. But because of like school and whatnot, I'm going to fly out the 20th.
Listen,
but now I'm
education's
the 18th
overrated
to avoid the snowstorm. So who knows? But I probably won't be going.
Was that a long-winded no?
Yeah.
Yes. Education, like music, as Cormac points out, is overrated.
Yeah. Ask James Pettigrew.
All right, Derek. Guys. Maybe I'll see you guys next week.
Definitely. Hopefully.
Bring gifts.
Derek from the University of Arizona. Brian from Seattle writes, and he says, I'm with Paul. The fans suck. Yesterday, we were talking about monsters from the Midway. Some of the emailers said they didn't know what that meant. He says, really? People that listen to 2 hours of NFL talk three times a week don't have a clue about the monsters of the Midway? I'm no fan of Andy's, but that's worse than not knowing Ace Frehley. It may not have been your best headline, but true NFL fans got it. And I'm not just some old fart like Fred hearkening back to yesteryear. Monster Mash worked.
You can open another your note, presents over there?
Well, I'm waiting for – I have to give a practice report.
Anybody notice how annoying and patronizing it is when Andy keeps saying sure during arguments? He says
– sure.
All smug like, sure, I'll allow you to think that way.
Do I do that?
Yes.
Eric has surrendered.
Sure. To be honest with you, I've never noticed that. All I ever notice is him berating me when I'm in an argument.
Eric
he just yells back at me.
Eric has surrendered his throne as Prince of Pomposity. Yeah, Andy, we
really?
Get it. Eric will be by later. Yawn.
Wow.
Who's this douche?
Brian.
Brian in Seattle.
Brian in Seattle.
All right, Eric.
Sure.
All right. It's time for Eric's portion of the show.
Oh, Navy God. Sweater today.
Brought to you for the busy Freddy. Male executive. See what this is?
What?
Brought to you by the
by
busy,
the busy
male
executive.
It's
a ball scratcher.
You sure it's not a back scratcher, Fred?
No,
it's a ball scratcher.
Ball scratcher.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Turn and cough. Is it turn and cough.
Oh, my God.
So what
good
do you
news.
Got, Eric?
Good news.
Yeah.
Brady was there.
And Devin McCourty.
Oh, good.
McCourty?
Yeah.
Rib injury. You think a guy might look a little tight, a little tenuous
yeah,
in his
he,
twists.
I mean, well, it was kind of obviously it's cold out, so he kind of had his hands in his pockets a lot. So,
bring it back my line. Boy, he looks
right,
cold.
He looks cold. Yeah. But
who was
yeah,
that for the Cardinals
it was some,
that day?
A D lineman, I think, or something for the Cardinals.
Boy, dude looks cold.
Or safety, maybe. So those two were back. For what it's worth, I still don't. Yeah, well, Brady obviously, but I still have my doubts as to whether McCourty will play, just from a precautionary sense.
You don't need him.
Yeah, with Matt Flynn?
Yeah.
Fine.
So just the 4D linemen who were missing yesterday, Pryor, Warren, Brace, Wright, all of them were missing from the beginning of practice. After they
What's
did,
Warren's injury?
Knee. He hurt the knee against the Bears. One of those knees. We're not sure which.
One of those knees.
Yeah. They did a little, after stretching, they did a little team
strip
huddle.
Strip sack drill?
No, they did. Well, they brought the team together. There was something
he likes
said,
the strip sack drill, and I didn't
well, they
know.
Did do that, but you're getting ahead of me. Let
Sorry.
Me just tell the report,
Paul
please.
Paul listens to me on podcasts
sure.
all the time.
Sure.
Now, how do I do it? Sure.
No, like, you know, someone will be making a point. Sure. You'll be like, sure, sure. sure. Kind really? Of like in a no-socks right. kind of way.
Really?
Yeah. yeah.
I'm going to have to keep
of
an
course,
eye on that.
You don't have to say that.
Great.
We all know that.
Great.
Sure. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I
yeah.
get some audio proof of this?
I don't know. In case you didn't know it, you're a prick.
Mark Tate, Kevin. He's not paying attention back there. No, he's not.
That one
That's
hurt
great.
Him a little bit. Look, that hurt him. The champion
so
is stunned.
They did a little team huddle in the beginning. Something was said, and then they broke it down with something inaudible, and I couldn't, you know, I was trying to make out what it was that they said, and I asked some of the other reporters, and none of them were paying attention. But, not that we probably could have reported
that
anyway, because we're not supposed to report what people say at practice, but...
What did it sound like?
Noise.
No, it sounded like they were saying something specific, but I was trying to...
A phrase or a word?
A word. And I was trying to figure
Pack.
Out what that word was. It sounded like it was something to do with that, but
division?
I...
Division? Champs.
Could have been division.
Pack doesn't
been,
sound like division.
Hat. No, but I don't know. It's
a hat and t-shirt game.
I don't know. Could have been. Something
right?
like that.
It's a hat and t-shirt
Then they
game.
Broke up into the positions, and they did the gauntlet drill with the wide receivers at one end and the strip sack drill with the D-backs
sure it wasn't
down at the other.
Drill?
It could have been a phalanx drill.
Yeah.
Fred, you're right. Yeah. We'll call it that from now on. What are those, chocolates?
What was the drill that we raved about Bill Belichick for in training camp, and it certainly involved gunners, vice guys, and the sideline? I don't know. Wow. Not even Perillo? He hasn't had the colonoscopy yet.
I remember specifically it was a special team segment on the sideline of the field near the bleachers, but the middle sideline.
Right.
And he was doing something, and I want to say it was actually Gunners practicing getting back in with guys on the sideline interfering with.
You're talking about when the Saints were here? When they had those, they had those little rumbles with the.
At some point, I don't know.
Remember they had the little brawl
team
with the Saints?
And we. There was a fight.
Yeah, remember on the punt return drill.
A lot of scraps with the Saints.
No. That was individual people. This was a drill, and we said that's a Bill Belichick. I don't think we would see that at all 32 other practice fields. And I want to say it was Gunners fighting through traffic on the sideline to get back in the field.
Wow. You know why? I don't remember it.
We either need to check the blog or the audio or go to one of our listeners that remembers everything.
Yeah.
Do we still have that thing, Podzinger?
Yep. It's called
Everything?
Podzinger.
Well, no, but they changed the name. Their new name is...
missing a vowel. Most
no,
of the
it's
ones
a one-syllable word. Somebody help me.
You cast R.
Chris Ferreira, maybe.
Scavenger.
You can... email in the new name for
but we
you know
definitely
my rules
talked
on
about
teams,
it.
Andy.
But no, I know
they
we
do that
we
on
discussed
their own
it. I want to say on this show because it was a unique drill, and I really want to say it was Gunners coming through the traffic of the sideline to get back on the field.
Did you talk about the idea that we talked about in the office earlier that you told me to remind you about if you forgot?
What was the idea?
The argument that he wanted to try to
the
start.
Argument you wanted
Bill
to start
Belichick,
about
Belichick, the artist.
Science artist.
Oh, Fred, this is a quick one to
yes,
tidy.
Andy.
Sure.
In case you didn't know, you're a prick.
Can we say that word?
He did.
Isn't
you
that
say
a bad
everything.
Word? I've never said that word.
Yes, you have.
The only thing that is off limits for you.
What'd you call Corey? Oh, Corey Dillon was something.
Rhymes
else.
With prick
yes,
starts
right.
with a D
Sorry,
and ends with
bad.
Ick.
Yep. You can definitely and you can definitely not say that one.
Diedrich? Why?
Which one of these?
Richard Seymour.
First?
What did his mom call him?
Is there like an order to
Rich?
This? Your madness here,
Fred? Do you think Bill Belichick's success as a coach, the best in the game, is more a science or an art?
Science.
I think it's an art. I think there are probably, I'll give a number, 10 other coaches out there.
I'm not 40 yet.
Yeah,
for God's sake.
Close enough.
Yeah, that's what he was offended by.
What is the book?
Sex after 40.
40.
Oh, there
he
you
has
go.
No sex.
Thank you, Andy. That's what I was alluding to.
And it's a blank book, you know.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's appropriate.
Oh, he was actually looking for tips.
It's a blank book.
It's a blank book.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That is funny.
That seems like an awful lot of work for a joke. Like, they actually went to a printing press and had this book bound.
And somebody actually bought it.
With
so
a regular
who's laughing
cover.
Now? They made money.
I didn't realize it was blank until I got home.
The author's name is...
All right. That's the joke.
The author's name is Dr. Love You More. And he graduated
long time.
Summa Cum Laude from State Penn University. See what you did there. That's bad.
That's good.
Are you just going to keep saying,
Sure.
Sure.
Oh, Cormac.
So you think it's
I think
art.
There are other coaches that can see tendencies, can see schemes.
Yeah.
But deciding what to do with those, deciding when to trade Randy Moss, deciding, I think there
I
is
think
a...
I think it's a science.
I think it's an art.
I think it's the science of meticulously looking at every little thing.
But I think some of the guys do some of that.
How can I do it better? How can it help us?
But do you think that he's the only coach in football that has his level of X's and O's acumen?
He's the best. He's smarter than the other guys.
But that's not what I asked you. Just in terms of X's and O's, ability to put together a scheme. Do you think that he is head and shoulders better than everybody else?
I think in any one element of being a head coach, there are guys that are equal to him.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure there are. I think that his level of preparation and
well, that's what I'm saying.
His ability to
lead. Well, let me just throw an example out there.
When you put it all together, he's better than everyone.
I just think he deals with every hurdle, every piece of adversity, and most of the time, he deals with it right. I think that's an art. I don't think that's a science.
That's where his intelligence, I think, is separated from the average guy.
Yeah.
Like you said, he's smarter than everybody else. I agree with Andy. I think it's dealing with, okay, I have this in front of me. How do I deal with this?
Right.
He's smart enough to figure out, listen, I don't care what they're going to do. I'm not going to give them what they're looking for. This is what's in the best interest of my football team. And right now, I'm focused on the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, I think
it's
a
his
great
ability
art to
do
it.
That. I think is an art.
Yeah,
art.
I think the ability to go out against the San Diego Chargers and say, "I can beat these safeties over the top." I think a lot of coaches can do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that what he did that week, and obviously I'm referring to the week two game in 2007,
well,
coming off of Spygate.
Yeah.
What he did that week was he had his team incredibly focused.
Well, I think you're right.
And I don't think very many other coaches would have been able
right.
to do
I
that.
I just don't think art is the right word for it.
Well, I don't know what
I think
right
it
word is
something different than maybe science, but, you know, it's a natural instinct. It's higher intelligence. It's whatever you want, but, you know.
Art.
Definitely has it where,
sure.
you know, the
sure.
other guys don't.
I want proof. I've never heard this. Sure.
To be honest with you, I never noticed it. All I ever noticed is
because he was going to say sure.
That's exactly what I noticed. Anytime I'm in the middle of a sentence, you're sure to come back.
What'd you get? A paint by sure. color, paint by numbers.
Yeah,
thing?
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz.
Coloring,
oh, nice
thing.
Oh, that's much easier than the other one you had.
Yeah,
there was that one that had 8 million little.
It was right. colored by numbers. And
you could actually finish that one before you're 50.
Oh, I mean, he also got
Where's
me a serious
the spot
gift.
For the light bright in
got
the back.
Where we are now, like it's like a stat book for everything in the world, basically.
Well, you don't need that because you know it all.
It's funny because he's fat.
Maybe that's why he got
for
it
for his political career.
Oh. Right.
He's already
I'm
failed
worried
in that.
About
he lost.
Political career. It's off to a bad start.
Yeah, he lost. He.
I didn't run.
But
I was
you
helping
attach yourself to a loser.
Right.
Right. Can you give me like
you're now
a,
surrounded by losers.
When you
oops, sorry, Paul.
You just threw now sorry,
paper
no, at Paul.
I didn't throw it at Paul.
Now you,
I was throwing
now
it
you
over
owe
Paul.
Me.
What
can you
kind
give
of
me
sauce
a, like,
do you
a
put
fake
on
job?
Penis pasta.
Put me on the payroll for like $90,000.
Oh,
like
no show job.
Yeah, I'll be at Six Star Terrace if
sauce?
You need me. But
you're gonna have like the folding chair, like in The Sopranos when they just show up at the union site. Could just see you showing up every day.
Are these two ladies done, or are we gonna move on with the show?
I don't know.
Sure.
Sorry, Mr. Andy Hart wants to talk serious football issues
what
about
time
art
is it?
And science.
We had picks today, you know.
Anything else from practice, Eric?
No, that was
plus,
it.
Plus, we didn't talk about the locker room. You seem to
yeah,
be
you were
the
only
one doing
the
your
locker
job
room.
Today.
You what? Were the only one in the locker room.
You were the only
so.
One doing your job.
So don't let us down and tell me you spent the whole time chatting
no,
with Chalice.
No, I didn't. Vince,
bitching about something.
Getting your
comparing
head
shoes.
No, doing
yeah, getting your head rubbed. Oh, boy.
Sure.
Doing a story today about turnovers. That seemed to be the line of questioning of the day.
Son of a bitch. So they're always behind me, but they mm-hmm. can still beat me to the story.
Right. There's nothing worse, Fred. There's nothing
they
worse.
I know. I know.
We were ahead of the curve and still will not be published until after everybody else does it.
Yeah. I know, because no one's talked about turnovers.
Yeah. Well, they no, haven't,
not until
really.
Not until today.
Not until today.
Evidently.
Not until today. So we'll sure. have a little something to update up on that. Vince Wilfork. Now is talking again on a weekly basis.
Oh, you okay. slipped him fitty and he...
No, I didn't slip him anything. But
imagine that mental image.
That's how the locker room went today.
Okay.
It's like a
mostly,
mouse
mostly
an
defense. Not a lot of...
A lot of media? Lighter?
Lighter than yesterday.
Yeah.
But we're starting to see more media showing up as the season gets
Thursday
closer to the
playoffs.
Thursday
is starting to become a smaller media day.
Yeah.
And Friday is picking up a little bit more because it seems to be more activity in the locker room on Fridays
yeah.
than
Welker,
the old days.
Welker is now a Friday staple, so a lot of people
come rookies
on,
say
the rookies
no,
talk
you know,
on
Friday.
Crumpler.
Captain Crump.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So any reports on the internet? I see you scanning your phone over there. You got any reports on what was said at the post-huddle breakup?
Well, I asked everybody who was there, and nobody was paying attention.
Did you ask Mike Reese?
Mike Reese wasn't there.
Was student assistant Mike Rodak?
Student assistant Mike Rodak was there.
What did he say?
Was he off under a tree by himself?
No, he was with the crew.
Huh. That's good.
He wasn't listening either?
Has
he
I
learned
asked.
Nothing
nobody
from
heard. They said they heard it, but they weren't paying attention, and I was trying to pay attention to what was said.
So
I couldn't.
Go over
typical
this again.
Of the media.
They had
you
their
get fit. They had the stretch. No, they stretched.
Oh, they stretched.
And before they broke into the positional work,
yeah.
they were called to the middle of the field. They all huddled up. There was a little something said, and then they broke down with. Yelling something, but I couldn't.
Not like happy birthday or anything. Right?
No. It was definitely a word
that
it
rhymed
word.
With pack and.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't.
Division.
I couldn't make out exactly because it was. You know, they were yelling and slurring. I couldn't understand
slurring.
What they were saying.
Slurring, racial.
No, but from far away, you can't really hear what a shout really is. You know.
Well, you can tell a shout from a slur.
No, but sometimes they. Yeah.
So they were either drinking or, you know,
drink.
Or
big San Diego.
It's cold out there, so a lot of times your tongue freezes up and you can't get the word out
okay.
properly.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
My tongue is never frozen.
That's
I picture
for sure.
you. I picture you as
keep it moving.
It's always warm. I picture you though as the kid who, like, in.
No, I've never licked any poles, Eric.
I picture you as that kid, though, Andy.
That just opens up a whole nother line.
That you can say.
He's talking about metal flag poles or street signs.
No,
you get your tongue stuck. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I know, yes, I know what Eric was talking about.
Paul takes something pure and innocent, like the greatest Christmas movie ever, and makes it dirty. That's what Paul does.
Yeah.
He vulgarizes everything.
Eric was referring to the Christmas movie.
Exactly.
Andy, you were
referring
to
something more disgusting.
Far darker.
Sure. So, is that how would you describe your love of Gronkowski, pole liquor?
Oh, God.
Jeez. You always know when he goes quiet for a few minutes. He's trying to figure out how to say something to make it funny and dirty. Is he Polish?
Offensive on somebody.
I would imagine. Gronkowski.
Are all skis Polish?
Most of them are. Unless it's Y, then it can be Jewish. SKI is normally Polish.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally.
Yeah. I don't know. Gostowski and Gronkowski are both
not,
Polish.
But, yeah.
Debbie Lebliski? I can't think of too many skis right now.
Lori Baranski.
She's Polish?
Boy.
Yeah.
Really?
Partially.
Forget it.
Stop it. Stop right now.
Only the good
Just
half.
Stop. Do you guys have a preferred playoff schedule? Like the teams you think?
Oh, but Cormac wants to talk football.
Sorry, Ben.
Who told you could talk?
Like, is it the elite QB we feel the most threatened by? So we don't want to play Chargers if they get in or
I just want
Manning.
That first weekend off.
Well, yeah, we're going to have that. So let's move past
I think the first fear that you'd have to have as a Patriot is offensive weapons. And I think San Diego falls into that category.
I tell you what.
When they're playing right.
I tell you what, I would not want to play Peyton Manning again. Only because even on his worst day, he is still leading his team to a potential game-winning drive at
I'd
the end.
I'd still... If San Diego is playing well, I'd rather play Peyton Manning.
But the quarterback, you're right.
I think you're both right, but I'm going to go with San Diego as the least preferred, only because I think they have a defense that could stop you, too.
Right.
I think with Eric's side, I feel pretty confident that the Patriots would tear through Indy offensively.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. I would fear Peyton Manning, even in one game, if it was here, even if it was snowing. I know that he was bad.
Ping pong.
In 2003 and 2004, I know he was bad, but...
Oreo eating contest.
He beat Justin Timberlake.
But I'm with you, hi-ho. Yeah. San Diego, I think, could put points on the board. If they're right, they could put points on the board and they could keep them off.
Yeah.
Big picture item we didn't talk about. Commissioner said CBA by the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
He's hoping.
And he's going to be here on Sunday, right?
Yep.
Interesting.
And the union had no comment
now,
as of yesterday?
Adam Schefter said, I'll stop tweeting for a month.
But listen, I mean, I think he's usually right.
He said, I'll stop tweeting for a month if that happens.
And then I think somebody said, you can't do that, and he's going to grow a beard and mustache or something.
And he's going to run a half marathon with Peter King.
Peter King can run a marathon. Yeah. I know he wears hooded sweatshirts, but he can run.
A half marathon is
He lost a lot of weight, Peter King did.
He did.
He had a lot to lose.
Well, he still lost it.
I was watching the sing-off last night, Andy.
Not doing too well.
It's because you've sucked down these chocolates nonstop.
I was watching the sing-off last
night, Andy. Impolite
not you were packing your mouth with fudge again.
They were whittling down the finalists. There was four groups left, Andy, and they had to pick three.
Do I care about this show?
I'll tell you why you will.
Okay.
So they ended up picking all four because they couldn't decide. So what did I say?
There's no competition in music.
So, who is this, Peter King?
Oh.
I mean, there's supposed to be three finalists. There was four groups left. You had to send one home. We couldn't do it. We're going to let America decide for the finale. So that's what Peter King would do.
That's true. He splits his MVP vote.
Of course, Beth looked at me and said, who's Peter King? And I said, well, every year he splits his MVP vote.
You should tell Peter King that. That would hurt him. That would cut deep.
Then
who's
I'd have to
Peter
talk
King?
To him.
I don't think he's a bad guy. Just
Aaron
annoying.
From Sterling, Virginia writes in, good
I
show
think
today.
I think he's never met a mirror he didn't like.
I need to say something first about this idiot Jets coach. Shut your mouth and move on. What does it say about your organization that you have to tattle on the Patriots? Could you scream, we're the little brother, any louder?
It's
true.
We
want to be the big boys in the NFL. Then shut up. Take your medicine like men. Like men.
You're not a man.
Are we not doing picks?
Oh, jeez.
What time is it?
Ten of.
We'll make it.
Actually, when we started last week, we made it.
Well, that's because we have...
At 10 past.
We can go as long as we want because, you know, there's nothing after us.
The comparison of the sidelines only proves that the Jets team is not even smart enough to make their wall correctly. The Pats line up the entire team, and they just stand there. The Jets line up five morons toe-to-toe, and the head moron trips a guy. Typical Jets, they try to do the same thing and they botch it. Well played, idiots. I'm sure the only reason the Jets squealed about Spygate is because
that's being a
when they tried to tape signals, the mental midgets running that team can't figure out how to work the VCR. Now that I got that off my chest, I completely agree with Andy. The Woodhead jersey sales are odd because I also think a jersey purchase is an investment. Maybe that's because I got a Vinatieri jersey in 05, Brewski in 08, and Maroney in 09. I would get a Woodhead player shirt, but the only jerseys that can be purchased at this point are Wilfork, Welker, Falk, and I would risk it with McCourty. Brady is out because I don't think dudes should wear the QB's jersey. Leave that for the girls and Eric. All right, fellas, not as many emails.
That's the guy, by the way, that aligns himself with you.
I'll quit here nonetheless. All right. Yeah,
wait, so you can only wear 52 players' jersey. You're not allowed to wear the quarterback.
But the quarterback suddenly is thought to be
unless
feminine.
It's John Elway.
And this is a guy who,
well,
by the
quarterback
way,
is kind of feminine.
Okay, and this is a guy who, by the way, has the kicker's jersey, Adam Vinatieri.
He was a little...
What did he used to say?
He was popular with the gay men.
The only people who ever buy my shirt, quote from Adam Vinatieri, are chicks and gay guys.
Now, did he say this on the record that we should be spreading over the internet?
Hey, he didn't say it off.
Right now, strippers is
he didn't say off
tweeting
the record.
Paul Perillo of PFW in Progress said, Adam Vinatieri once said.
He did.
All right, we got a role here, right?
Yeah,
he'd be very comfortable with his feminine side if he had one.
All right, well, it's Thursday. It's around
guy,
the NFL time to do
see,
our picks.
See, Fred, you're nothing. I took a break at the time last week.
Paul, how did we do last week?
A little up and down. I won the week at 12-4.
I was down.
Eric was 10-6. Fred was 9-7. Andy was 8-8. With the spread, Fred won at 9-7. I was 8-8. Andy and Eric were 6-10. For the season, real quick, I maintained my lead at 132-76, followed by Eric, 128-80. Then Andy, 125-83, and Fred, 117-91. With the spread, I also lead there at
1,114, like reset in the paper.
I can't read my writing. What's my number of the spread here?
All right. You're winning.
107-93-8. Eric is 102-93-8. Fred is 101-108. And Andy, 99-101-8.
I'm in the mix.
That doesn't add up. But anyway, I'll have to fix those. Because I don't know how you could be 101-100 and you could be 99-101. Anyway.
Because okay. You did it, you idiot.
I was on crack when I added up the scores.
All right, let's start with the game tonight. Anyone going to watch San Francisco at San Diego?
No.
Well, I might just because.
I'll watch the beginning.
Right.
Andy.
Because you're right, I only watched three channels.
Paul.
Oh, I see what happened. There was a mistake made last week.
He is dragging us
9.5.
Into San Diego. A boringness.
San Diego by 9.5.
San Diego by 9.5.
9.5.
At home?
Correct.
Sure. Take San Diego to win by more than 9.5. I'm okay with it.
I'll do the same.
I will as well.
I'll take the points. San Diego wins, but San Francisco doesn't have to travel too far and they
suck. I don't care how far they have to travel.
Singletary's going to have them all fired up. All right, New Orleans at Baltimore. Sunday
close game, so I take them.
Did you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm waiting
for
Paul.
It.
Oh,
San Diego at no. What was it?
New Orleans at Baltimore.
Sunday at 1.
It's a tough
Baltimore
game.
By 1.5.
Yeah, this is a tough game.
this is a tough game.
Yeah, especially since it's not on my list.
I am going to take, I think it'll be a game in the 20s. Baltimore will fight tough, and I'm going to say they win this one. They make the play at the end that they need to make to keep themselves in the hunt, in the conversation, heading towards the postseason.
I disagree. I think the Rhodes Saints are mounting a comeback of sorts. They're sort of playing more consistently than they were earlier in the season.
Yep.
And I like them to go on the road and beat Baltimore,
okay,
who's been inconsistent.
Paulie.
It's going to be all about turnovers. I say that Baltimore does not commit them, but they force a couple and they win. Baltimore.
I think that last week's indication of the Baltimore defense maybe hitting the skids might continue. I'm going to go with New Orleans with the road upset. Arizona.
Be a stunner.
Arizona at Carolina.
Oh.
Carolina
by
2.5.
Were you on the wrong week or something?
No, because I don't. I usually do them in order, and I didn't get a chance to do them, so I had to print them out off the internet, and they're all over the place.
Okay. Arizona at Carolina.
Arizona at Carolina. What's the number?
Where am I? Arizona, 2.5. Carolina by 2.5.
I'll take Carolina to win and cover. I'll take the home team. Although, did you see that little Jimmy Clausen apologized for the offense, and Steve Smith got pissed that he was speaking for the offense, so there's a little turmoil there to go with poor play. Boy.
Steve Smith is one of those great players that I'm not so sure I would take. You know, I would always take those guys.
Yeah.
He's in the TO category. I'm not so sure I would want him on my team.
I know the Cardinals don't win all that often when they travel to the East Coast, but they're playing one of probably the worst teams in the league this year, so I will take them in the
Who's their quarterback? Skettle?
Skelton.
Skelton?
John Skelton.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they've had more than one quarterback
this
year.
Andy gave me the glazed eye look.
I don't know who that is.
Who is it?
Red Skelton.
Red Skelton. See?
Nah, doesn't know him.
That was the look I got last week.
It's even worse.
Then he said, sure.
He may have told me who he was last week. Who was he?
Fred. Comedian back in like the 70s.
He started in vaudeville. He's a comedian.
Yeah, I'm going to take Carolina for the same reason that Eric took
the
Arizona.
The junkyard guy?
No.
Arizona is a terrible
team. His clown is his most famous character, but he also plays like the bartender, and he does like a one-man show.
Andy, have you ever seen the Rankin
like?
Bass Rudolph specials?
You
know, those
Arizona,
Christmas specials?
Yeah.
The one with the Baby New Year?
No.
Red Skelton is like the host, Father Time character in that thing.
All right. Cleveland at Cincinnati.
He just goes, all right.
Cleveland at Cincinnati.
Cincinnati by 1.5.
Cincinnati by 1.5. In Cincinnati against the Browns. I am going to take the Browns to win. Cincinnati's a debacle. I think snow might be an issue there, too, though.
I don't know. Maybe. I will take Cleveland to win, too, on the road.
Yeah, I'll take Cincinnati at home to break that long losing streak. They're a better team, even though the record doesn't show it. I'm gonna say that they win this game.
What's the number?
What happened to the Paul Perillo win-based formula for comparing teams?
They haven't played.
No, the win-based formula. Who has more wins?
Cleveland.
Thank you. They're the better team.
I'm going to go with Cincinnati as well.
You think Kansas City's a better team than the Patriots.
Eventually,
they've got
to win a game. So
you're taking Cincinnati?
Yeah. Washington at Dallas.
Dallas by 6.
Dallas, win, cover. Washington sucks. They scapegoated their holder. He stinks. You know, he would fall in line with Steve Smith. He may be a great coach. I have no interest in him, Mike Shanahan.
I think he's a terrible coach.
Yeah. Well, but even if he's good, there's debate. You can debate whether he's good
or
not.
You can.
But I won't debate.
That's,
I don't want
another
him as
one
my
that
coach.
I was right before everybody else was right.
And I don't think he's...
And I'm the one who only likes to be right.
I there's a lot of people out there that have criticized him for decades for being tied to John Elway.
I'm one of them.
Fred was the first.
Okay. I was.
Not the
I
like, soccer player.
That's
him.
Why he's off the Broncos.
I like the way Dallas is playing under Garrett, so I'll take the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'll take the Cowboys, too. I think,
me too.
I think Eric is right. They're still playing.
Jacksonville at Indianapolis. Big game for both teams. Huge game.
Yeah, playoff berth on the line.
Huge game.
More, and it could be a playoff berth on the line unless the Jets really just fold it all up. Indy by 5.
Huge games. I'll take Peyton Manning, not the Jags. I stay away from the Jags in huge games.
Yeah, I think Indy's making a push here. I think they're going to make the playoffs. They'll win this game.
Push.
I think this is going to be a tough game, but I'm going to go with Indy for the reason Andy said. I'll take Peyton Manning, but Jacksonville has Indy's number.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they seem to give Indy fits.
I'm going
to
go with Indy, too, unless Ursay does something really stupid on Twitter and blows that team up. He's been really weird lately.
Yeah, he's a weird guy. You're right. When you inherit money, it's not good.
Buffalo, unless when did I mean. Say that? I'm all for inheriting money. Buffalo at Miami.
No, you always make fun of the team owners who won their team in a card game or inherited it from their daddies.
Well, it's the ones that have no overhead, that have they don't have to make up the money like the new owners do. They have debt. The Rooneys, everything is gravy for them, so they're not – working as hard as other teams. That's all I'm saying about that. But Buffalo
now they're
at Miami.
In Ireland, right? He's the Rooney's the
ambassador.
The
Ireland,
that's
Ireland,
right.
Yep.
Buffalo at Miami.
Drinking. Miami by 5.5.
Against who?
Buffalo at Miami. It's the third time he said it.
I will take the Buffalo Bills to win on the road because I hate Miami. I think they stink. I think Chad Henne stinks.
Too. I do too, and I'm picking them in the road upset as well because they still are a team that surprisingly is still playing hard at the end of the season.
Yeah, I'll take Miami. I think they have one last chance here.
When he's picking against what we picked. You threw me off there.
I'm with Paul. I'm going with Miami. I think they showed a lot of toughness last week. I think they suck. Even though they lost.
Fighting through the coach on the sideline?
Yeah.
Oh, good,
they won. Wait a minute. They won.
They lost. They showed a lot of toughness.
It's like when the Patriots dominated Houston last year.
I'm going with Miami. Philadelphia at the Giants. Another big game.
Game
big,
of the week.
Big one.
Big. Man. Giants by 2.5.
I am going to take... This is a tough one. I am going to take the Eagles to win the big plays. They're all about big plays. Big plays get it done.
Mm, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Philly, too. I just don't trust Eli Manning.
No, I don't either. Every time I pick him and like him, he's down 21-0.
I'm going to go with the Giants.
Sure.
I like the Giants at home in this game. I think it's a toss-up. I could see Philadelphia winning it, and if they do, I think Andy will be right. It'll be because they make some big plays, but... That game in Philadelphia, the Giants really kicked away. They had a chance to win that game, and you know, just Eli Manning losing the ball on a slide.
But
just
it seems
cost
like
them.
The, Giants the Giants do that at some portion almost every game,
especially against the Eagles. They have a thing with
I
the Eagles.
I don't like the Giants.
Something missing Philly. With the Giants. You're
I'm gonna
right.
Go with Philly in this game. Kansas City at St. Louis. Kansas City at St. Louis.
The best team in the AFC against Sam Bradford. Somehow, I don't know, all that talent with the Chiefs is
right.
Is underdogs to the Rams.
Right. Sure.
Are they
Rams
really?
By one.
Really?
Castle's
do we have Castle
you
status?
Missed a solid Paul Indy argument earlier.
Castle's playing, right?
He is expected to play. He practiced, I believe, yesterday.
I will take the Kansas City Chiefs to win the football
yeah,
team.
Yeah, I think so, too. They'll it's win the Battle of Missouri.
To
yeah.
Tough to pick against the Sanchez, but yeah.
But when you
that.
Have a team with the talent of
oh, yeah.
Shut
I am rooting
don't
for,
just
I am rooting
back off Paul. Oh, I'm going to be like Paul and say
shut
Paul
up
does.
You.
Well, piling on fathead.
I like the Chiefs in this game. It'll be tough because of Andy's guy. The Sanchez has played very well and that team is scrappy.
Yeah.
The Rams, but I think the Chiefs will get this one.
I'm going to go with the Rams. Late season surge. Detroit at Tampa Bay.
Detroit
at Tampa Bay.
Bucks by 5.5. They don't play well at home, though.
5.5.
The Bucks are going to lose this one. I'm going to say Detroit goes in. They're still playing tough, and they get the job done and upset the supposed best team in the NFC, according to Raheem Morris.
Well, they
can
got
pull
their
back on that a little.
Yeah.
Pump they the got brakes their, a little bit.
They got their upset last week when they knocked Rodgers out of the game and they won. Over the Packers at home.
Because they're playing tough.
Yeah, I know, but I think the Buccaneers know what they're playing for, and they're gonna take care of business. They'll win the game.
I like Tampa to win.
What the hell was that?
Fred's vibrator's talking again.
I mean, it's been when the Lions last won a road game in, what, 1998? I mean, it's been forever. I can't pick them to win on the road, but I will pick them to cover. I'll take Tampa Bay, and I'll take the points.
Me too. Houston at Tennessee. Still Sunday at one game.
Tennessee.
We can't have a Sunday at one. Everyone else can have a Sunday at one.
We should have had a Sunday at one with this.
You know what, Fred? You're right. There's only 3-4 o'clock
game.
Games.
I know. New Orleans, Baltimore should have been
Tennessee
the Sunday
by
game.
1.5.
They need to shrink that deadline as to when they need to let.
Well, I don't know why 2 weeks ago why you wouldn't have said
exactly.
Because
right. Rodgers is still, you know, they're fighting for the division. Rodgers is a premier quarterback. Brady's a premier
we're
quarterback.
Have the best record in the league.
Brady's rolling.
Ah. Ah. Tennessee by 1.5.
Over.
Harumph. Houston.
Tennessee over Houston by 1.5. Where's the game?
Tennessee.
Oy. I agree with Eric Oy. I'll just take Houston. Both teams suck.
They do, but I think Houston has more talent.
Every time I see
so,
that Rondo ankle
like twist. Kansas City.
They're not as talented as Kansas City,
true.
Please. I will take Houston as well.
Me too.
I think they're the better team.
Atlanta sure. At Seattle. 4 o'clock game. Atlanta at Seattle.
Seattle is getting 6 points at home. The first of two home dogs this week. Almost all home favorites.
I'll take Atlanta to win. They're the better football team. I think they're going to struggle a little bit, so I'll take those points.
Atlanta's just too good a team. Seattle inconsistent all year. Matt Ryan's playing at a MVP level. I'll take the Falcons on the road.
Yeah, I'll take the Falcons too. I think they'll blow them out, and this will set up heading into the last 2 weeks of the season. The NFC West leader will be 2 games under .500.
Wow. I'm going to go with Atlanta too, but I'll take the points. Denver at Oakland. Denver at Oakland.
Oakland by
6.5. Many years ago, decades ago,
when Bo played.
Oakland by 6.5.
I will take you know, the Denver defense, not so good. And as Paul likes to point out, Darren McFadden on a bit of a roll, and the Raiders generally just rush for like 200 yards every week.
Or three. I mean, there's no in between.
So I am going to go with Oakland to win and cover and blow them the bleep out.
I think they'll win comfortably by 10 or so. I'll take Oakland as well.
Broncos are in trouble.
I'm going to take Oakland.
They're a downtrodden franchise at this point.
I'm going to take Oakland. If there's any pride on that in that locker room at all for Denver after what Oakland did to them in their their place,
right?
But the coaching change seemed to have had a negative effect on the team. They went and got killed by Arizona. I'll take Oakland in this one.
Yeah, I got to take Oakland. I'll be rooting for Denver, but
because you love the Broncos.
No, because I want that draft pick to be higher. The Cormac, New Jersey
Jets. Did you
know
that Fred's really a Broncos fan?
I did. Yeah.
He has an Elway jersey.
He's an Elway jersey.
Years ago, Cormac.
He has a Bronco, a Broncos John Elway jersey that is so tight, like the seven is like separated.
I have a Carl Mecklenburg jersey too.
I thought you liked the
five
other
is under one pit,
Randy
the zero is under the other pit.
I never got one of his.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he wasn't great.
No, he was great.
Oh. Borges called him one of the great pile jumpers of all time.
Yeah, according to Borges, he's a overrated stiff.
New Jersey Jets travel to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh by six.
Pittsburgh. Oh, this is a tough one for me. I think the Pittsburgh O-line is still an issue. That pass rush could get back. That struggle.
Back and to the left.
Sanchez is the key. I say this is an ugly game, and Roethlisberger is the difference. What was the spread?
Six.
And they win by seven. Roethlisberger's the key. Big play late. You're going to be raving about Big Ben battling back.
I think I agree with all of that, except I
except
will take
Roethlisberger making a play that could win a game.
I think the Jets will cover.
Sure.
I think the Jets will cover. It'll be a close game, but I'll take the Steelers to win, Jets to cover.
It's Kevin on Facebook again.
I think the Jets are done, and I think this sideline thing is the thing that did it. I think they're unraveling.
No.
They're pointing fingers. No. I think there's dissension on the coaching staff now because of the fall guy. I don't think they're going to win again.
It was the hamburgers on the practice field in training.
Sure.
I told you then. I'm right now.
I think the Jets are a better team than Pittsburgh, but it will not show Sunday.
The other thing is that Brett Favre investigation hasn't ended when he was a Jet, and it turns out Sal Alossi told him to send those pictures.
God.
He's taking the fall for everything. I'm going to go
I'll take Pittsburgh, and I'll take him to cover.
Pittsburgh, too.
It wasn't bad. It's not laugh out loud, but it's not bad.
We'll skip over the Green Bay New England game on Sunday night, and we'll go to Monday night, Chicago at Minnesota.
Oh, I'm intrigued
I don't know
by
where
this
in
game.
Minnesota.
This
but
is at the University of Minnesota.
The college stadium.
It's called TCF Bank Stadium.
Really? I thought it would be Target Stadium. I mean, everything else out there is named after Target.
That's correct, but not in this case.
What is TCF?
Cormac, have you ever been to the Mall of
TCF
America in Minnesota?
Bank.
No.
Oh, if you like shopping.
I've never been in the middle of the country.
Unbelievable.
You've been there?
Yes.
Do you have a corn dog?
No, I didn't.
It's like a fair / mall, though, right? You can get corn dogs there, can't you?
It's a huge mall.
I think because they have a roller coaster.
It's
I'm pretty sure you can get a corn
Mall of America, that's the biggest mall in the world.
Over the last year or so, I'm intrigued by corn dogs.
Anyway, the Vikings are getting three. They are the second two home dogs.
Joe Webb would need more than three. I don't care how bad Jay Cutler is. Maybe he'll scuff his balls up a little bit before he takes the field and actually be able to throw the football in poor conditions, because I'm assuming it'll be poor conditions even if they get off the snow off the field. So he'll get the lacquer off, and he'll win.
I think I'll take the Bears on the road, too. The too much disruption for the Vikings and the
think
Bears.
He likes lacquer?
The Bears are a better team. Oh, I see.
Because he likes
there.
Lacquer on his balls. Hey, Urlacher, come here on my balls.
Better to be Urlacher than Urlicker.
Why?
Why not? It depends who she is.
Come on, Eric. That doesn't work for you.
You're an ass.
I'll take Chicago, too.
Me, too. I'll take Chicago. All right, now we go back
Eric's
in time.
Ever seen?
Sunday night, 8:20.
How Stella got a group.
Green Bay at New England. We don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play.
Andy. He's not going to play. The Patriots to win
by
cover.
11.
It's growing.
Patriots by 11. Yeah.
It's a growing problem right there for
it
the
really
Packers.
Is.
That number is growing.
Remember in 07, some of those spreads, like 40?
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know if it was 40, but.
I don't recall before.
23, I think.
Wait, what?
23, I believe, was the biggest.
And that was Philly, wasn't it?
I think Philly, they were 23.
Yeah. And they didn't cover.
No,
not
they
even
barely
came
won the
close.
Game.
Right. The streak almost ended. The blueprint was drawn. I will take the Patriots to win and cover. Flinney is going to have some problems in general. And if it's a snow game, that's only worse for him. I can't imagine that he's played in a lot of snow games in LSU. So all around.
Good.
Sure. I think this is a good game. The Patriots' defense will keep rolling and keep feeling good. It may not mean anything long-term.
Creating turnovers.
And the offense, I'm not worried about scoring points. So I think this is going to be a blow-the-bleep-out, write your game story at halftime, get the snow tires on and ready to drive home.
Yeah, the only chance the Packers would have is if they try to exploit the weakness that the Patriots have right now in defense, the thin defensive line, the lack of spikes in the middle.
And
try to maybe run the ball.
James
but
Starks, good point. I might have to change my pick.
That's the only prayer they have if they can have long drives and keep Tom Brady off the field. I don't think they're going to do
that. That has to be their game
plan. But I think that's
plan.
Their game plan. Yeah. I think New England will try to counter it by loading up the box and saying, okay, Matt Flynn, throw the ball. Well, that's not going to work
their
either.
Their game plan should be run and chuck.
Right.
Ride or run it, and then if McCourty doesn't play, try to get Jennings
try to get
deep
Jennings.
And hit a couple big plays.
Right. And that might work a couple
work,
times, but I don't think
it's
going
to have to work five times to keep up with Brady.
New England gets up 14, it's over, so I'll take New England.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you can try to run the ball you want. They can't run the ball. They're one of the worst rushing football teams in all the NFL.
Jimmy.
So you're not going to be able to do it, even if that's your game plan. If Rodgers plays, I think that the Packers will have a very good chance to cover that 11, but he's not going to play.
Paul has shut his notebook. That means I'm picking New England as well. we've gone way beyond our time, and I know John Rooks is very anxious because he gets paid by the minute, and we're cutting into his time.
Because it's real nitpick Thursday inside the playbook.
Playbook's coming up, so we're going to give way to John Rook. Thanks, Cormac, for coming by.
Hey, thank you for my head
for all the gifts. Have a good time. And also McNulty for
lunch
today. Thanks, Kevin, in the booth. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.